And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents
the N4G Podcast.
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Shut the cluck up.
Welcome to another week of N4G Radio for the week of August 25th, 2008. And in the studio this week we have Gamus Khan, Jason Gambrell.
Hello, fellow gentlemen listening to this podcast.
What about the ladies, man?
And ladies.
Gambus loves the ladies.
Cat is going to kick your ass, Gambus.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Hey, Cat, what's going on?
He's going to say programs.
Greetings, programs.
That's kind of non, you know, non-denominational.
Yeah. It's gender non-specific.
There you go. Also with us we have the Quiet Mouse, Killer Wolverine, Justin Tester.
Here we come to save the day.
Quiet Mouse is on his way.
God damn it.
How you doing?
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. And in place of, once again, the Wombat is out this week because I forgot to call everybody and reschedule everything. So he's out again this week at a birthday party.
The forums am cry this week. I saw there.
Is James Hetfield's not here?
Yeah.
We all know Lars runs the band anyway. Seriously.
Well, I was going to say something, but yeah, I'm just going to keep it on the polite Metallica this week.
Yes, indeed. As you can hear, filling in for the Wombat, scratching lottery tickets.
I know.
This is Brian the Boogie Man Peterson.
Hola.
Did you win anything yet?
Nope.
All right.
I'm a big fucking loser.
But don't forget you're old.
This is my last day of vacation. I'm trying to win big money before I have to go back to work.
No whammy. Stop. So we're going to run in three sections again this week. That show
just isn't as good as it used to be. Like when they used to have like the Michael Jackson whammy come by and take all the money and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this show. I'm like, that hurts my feelings.
Well, Odeon would say this show has always sucked because you run it. But
well, yeah, but that's part
there
of
There you go, Odeon. Give me some love.
That's my plug. That's part of my charm.
And then your mom will give you a butt plug. That's
wow.
Right. Bam. Give you a compliment and a diss in the same
Ba-zing!
Time.
Bazing!
All right. Continue.
Anyway. I don't know what the heck's going on in this show, but if you could just tell me.
It's always chaotic when I come here.
Yeah.
Especially when he's scratching lottery tickets and not really paying attention.
I am multitasking, I swear to God.
We're going to do fondling, then we'll do some news, some weekly dirt, and then we'll do, what is that last thing we do, questions?
Yes.
I think that's what they call them.
I'm totally wrapped out right now. So we'll start with Mr. Khan, as we do every week, because everybody always wants to know. And
dun, 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 dun.
Whatever happened to you mixing that shit up?
What?
What?
I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, this week I've played a tad bit of Etrian Odyssey, which I talk a lot about anyway, so we'll move on.
Thank you.
I also played some Too Human, which, are we going to have a round table about that? Or
there's only two people that played it, so.
Okay.
I played the demo, wasn't that enough?
I guess so.
Just as a general synopsis, what did you think of Too Human? Now that the final version is out.
Yeah, now that the final version is out.
And reviews range from 4 to 8.
Yeah.
Which is a large margin.
Yeah, you got that right. Okay.
Who gave it a 4?
I forget.
It ain't a 4. Okay, and I'll give, you know what, I'll just start off real quick and just say, yes, I give Too Human a hard time. Justifiably or unjustifiably, I would never give it a 4. Yeah, so no, I think it's a little too harsh. You know,
yeah.
Would I give it a 4 compared to the hype and the excitement that I was feeling leading up to this game? Probably.
Yeah.
But in reality, if I was actually had to throw this on my site and review it, then no, it wouldn't get no 4. That's crazy talk.
4 out of 10.
So, anyway, yeah. Back to you.
My my general feeling about Too Human is it's kind of a mixed bag, even for me. Even for an individual such as myself, I've got mixed feelings about it. For one thing, I think the game... Okay, I'll put it to you this way. When I'm playing Too Human, 2/3 of the time, I'm having a freaking blast. Honestly, 2/3 of the time, I'm having fun. I'm loving it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And it has this... I just can't stop playing for about 2/3 of the time. Now, that one other third of the time, that plays like, how should I say...
ass?
Stank-ass butt the game.
The buttholes.
Yeah. It's,
these metaphors are blowing my mind over here.
Yeah. Stank-ass butt.
Stank-ass butthole.
It's going to be my next gamer motto.
It's on the back of the box.
Stank-ass butt the game. That's what about 1/3 of the game feels like when you're playing it. Especially the parts where it's like the camera's just spinning wildly around your character as it slows down to like 7 frames per second.
I think your Xbox is broken.
Okay.
Really, I do, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Xbox broken?
Well, I mean, I didn't really encounter this problem until like later in the second major area of the game. But
I'm further than you, and I have not encountered anything like this.
And I'm being channeled in. I'm being channeled in from the wombat saying, you're crazy. You're crazy. Oh, my God, you're crazy. Okay. Too Human's the greatest game ever. Back to Gamascon.
Well, that was weird. But anyways, I got mixed feelings about the game. I mean, when I'm in the heat of battle, I think it's fun, you know. When I'm in the menus, customizing my armor... That is fun because, you know, I'm an RPG guy.
You're having more fun tinkering in the menus than you are playing the actual game. That's thumbs up.
Well, I mean, it's kind of similar to
Diablo.
It's kind of like similar to Gran Turismo in that aspect. You know, the best part of Gran Turismo is
when I take the discount.
Oh, I'd say about half like, the fun of Gran Turismo was in the menus.
It's like going, man, I love the SmackDown series, or at least the part where I create the characters. But then basically when I put them into the game, I hate it.
Hey, wait, hold on.
It plays like stink-ass butt.
Hold on, wait a minute. What was your favorite part of that one Madden? Hot dog prices?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I didn't hate the rest of it.
No, but you had more fun making hot dog prices.
I got a hot dog price right. Shut up.
All right.
Anyway.
Continue on. Anyway, back to Too Human.
It's the greatest game ever.
Yeah.
So it's Wombat 2.
I'm channeling the Wombat 2.
I really like the game. I think it's good as a generalization. Do I feel that it's a flawed game? Yes, absolutely.
Flawed?
It has many, many flaws. And as a matter of fact...
Are you high?
Jesus.
I'm on vacation.
This falling is going to take 2 hours at this rate.
I think he's high.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well,
he's sniffing all that shit that comes off
the
lottery scratchings.
Well, anyway, while you're all laughing uncontrollably, let me see here.
It's a vlog.
Okay. Okay. If I were to put a quote on the back of the box of Too Human, I would say, Too Human is like the Ishtar of video games.
Oh,
Too Human is like the Battlefield Earth of video games. And Too Human is like the Showgirls of video games. What do all these have in common? They have a lot of flaws, but they get like one or two things right.
What do Showgirls get right?
Do I have to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
No, please don't.
Even Elizabeth Berkley wasn't hot, so I don't know.
But yeah,
although it did have Gina Gershon in it, and she was hot. So
heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But anyway,
gotta admit,
yeah, that'd be like my back of the box quote.
I don't think that's going on the back of the box.
No, I don't think so either.
I think you should say, "To human, better than Firefly."
Oh Jesus! Oh Jesus!
Want to talk about another overrated piece of garbage?
Jeez!
He hasn't been here in a while. He's forcing his opinion on you.
Yes.
Another quote. Anyway. If I had to put a quote on the back of the box, it'd be, "The flawed masterpiece has arrived," with the word "flawed" in big, huge letters. I feel that it is a good game. In my opinion, if I were going to give it a rating, I would probably give it about a 7 out of 10. Because, like I said, about two-thirds of the time, I was having fun fighting enemies, you know, customizing my armor. I was having fun. I mean, I admit, it's a fun game most of the time, you know. And to me, that's a good thing. And I like the story, even though the cinematics kind of suck. Some of the portrayals of mythological characters such as Thor and Loki, I think, are kind of borderline horrible. But I do like the idea of the story, that Norse mythology in the far distant past was actually so far into the past that it was like sort of like a futuristic setting, kind of like lending itself to the theory of, you know, the whole the wheel of time theory, where everything that happens happened once before and will happen once again.
So, kind of like punk rock.
That whole aspect of the game is pretty cool. I love the architectural designs of the stages of the game. Even though the actual level design I might have a questionable problem with, but in terms of the actual architectural design, I like the some of the character models. I think some of the character models are crap. So it's a mixed bag. I like the music. The music is pretty sweet. But to human, it's an average game that's fun, in my opinion. I mean, if you can get past the glaring flaws, and there's many flaws in the game, if you can get past that, you'll find that it's a fun game. And that's just my opinion. And if you hate the game, if you say it's crap, you know, I could say that I'm, you know, a little bit of the defense force of this game, but I will actually respect your opinion if you say it's completely and utterly crap. If you've played the game, I will respect that opinion, because usually in most games, we do not accept a game with so many flaws that this game has. But I feel that because of all the flaws and some of the things that it does right, I think it elevates it from a terrible game to just a good game.
Okay. Let me round this up quick for you.
Yeah.
If I played the demo,
uh-huh,
would I like the game? I didn't like the demo.
Is the demo
a pretty good bar of measurement on how the final product is?
Yes.
There you go.
It's essentially the first couple hours of the game.
All right.
There you go. What else you played?
Well, for me, I played the demo like 400 times, and it's the greatest game I ever played.
The other game that I'm playing is Galaga Legions.
Legion!
We'll play that this week sometime.
Sometime.
Yeah, this week's XBMLA game, and...
How was it?
Fantastic. I love it. Out of all the like the 50 games I got on my Xbox Live Arcade, out of the 50 games, I would say it's easily in the top 5. It's up there with Pac-Man CE, in my opinion.
Space Invaders Extreme. How is it compared to that?
How is it compared to Space Invaders Extreme?
Because that's about the closest thing I can come to my mind.
You know, last night when I was, you know, rambling through some of my games, when I saw Space Invaders Extreme, I thought to myself, you know, this is the closest other game to Galaga Legions, and both games are good, but Galaga Legions is better. They both share similarities. The obvious one that they're both spaceship shoot 'em ups from one's from 78, and the other one's from the early 80s. And, you know, both of them are remakes. Both of them have been, you know, redone with modern neon colored lights, light graphics. Both of them actually have five stages. That's another very similarity is they both have five stages, and they're both awesome. But I must say that Galaga Legions is actually a little bit better, in my opinion, than Space Invaders Extreme, because you know you're getting the high definition, you know, a high definition version of the game, and on top of that, the colors. If you play it on a you know a decent television, the colors will just explode out of the screen at you. And
it's like a rainbow of Skittles.
Yeah. And another thing I really like about this game is the music is, even though, you know, I was expecting the oots, but it doesn't really happen. It actually has more of a 80s synthesizer, which actually constitutes a actual composition of melody. So I was actually pretty impressed by the soundtrack, even though there's only like four or five music tracks in the whole game.
One for each stage.
Pretty much. Well, yeah, pretty much. But it's really, really good. The music actually reminds me of Gradius. And so does the actual presentation of the menus. So when I was playing the game, in terms of gameplay, you know, you got your ship... And thing is, the original Galaga, you can only move on a, you can only move left to right in the original Galaga. In Galaga Legions, you can move up and down, left and right, like, you know, your modern day shooter. And on top of that, there's these two gun turrets that are attached to your ship. Did you play it, Zero?
Nope.
Okay, Killer Wolverine played it. Yeah, and there's these two gun turrets that are attached to the ship, and you can use the right stick to lay one of the turrets stationary so that you can actually leave the turret in a fixed position on the stage and it will still you can still make it fire in its position. So you got two turrets, so you could like use one for like pointing down, one for pointing up, and you can move your ship around the screen at the same time fighting the enemies. And the whole key to the whole game of how to play is to use these turrets, or what they're called in the game, satellites. So use the satellites, and the satellite system kind of reminds me of the option power up from the Gradius games. And at the same time, if you're really good with the satellites, you can almost play the game like a Geometry Wars. If you're in the heat of battle, if you know how to use the satellites really quickly, it will look like you're playing Geometry Wars. So if I had to describe Galaga Legions, I would say it's 50 if you can like mix, like imagine like a mixture of like chemicals or whatnot, 50% Galaga plus like 30% Geometry Wars plus 20% Gradius equals Galaga Legions. That's like my equation of how the game is broken down, and I think it's fantastic. It's in my opinion, even though I got Two Human, you know, this week, and Galaga Legions. In my opinion, Galaga Legions is my if I had to say a game of the week, I would call it my game of the week.
All right. So you playing anything else?
That's about it. Actually, I mean, most of the entire week has been split between Legions and Two Human. I mean, I've played both games pretty much equally. I'm about 4 hours into Two Human. Granted, a lot of that was in menus, and a lot of that was, you know, like getting up and getting something to drink and stuff like that. And I probably put about like three or so hours on Galaga Legions. So both those games are competing for my
your love.
My love.
What are you looking forward to playing this week?
Pretty much more of the same.
More of the same.
More of the same. I wanna perfect my Galaga Legions score. Right now, I'm ranked about 1,500th place out of 19,000. So I'm roughly in the top 10% of the leaderboard of the whole freaking world.
Well, that's because me and Zero haven't gotten our copies yet.
Yeah,
that's true. I like that.
Yeah.
Boom. Like did you happen to download any demos this week?
Oh, holy Toledo.
Because I know if you want to say that for a round table. There ain't really much to talk about.
There's not a lot, but
it's awesome sauce.
I almost totally forgot. Even though it is a fantastic game, and I do plan on picking it up day and date when it's released, Star Wars Force Unleashed demo, I thought it was really good. It's like, in my opinion, it's almost like, now don't burn me at the stake. It's almost like
30% Galaga.
it's almost like that 2/3 of 2Human that I like, but expanded to 100%. So
I have no idea. You just blew my freaking mind.
In other words,
sound you'll be hearing will be Gambus screaming as I throw him over the edge here.
I'll force you over the edge.
Force Unleashed, fantastic, awesome. If you have Xbox Live or PSN, you need to download it and play it right now. It's really good. It's not super mind blowing. It's not like the equivalent of how should I say? Like BioShock demo, how it was back last year. It's not that good, but it is awesome. It's freaking awesome.
All right.
But yeah, that's my fondling.
So what have you been playing, Killer Wolverine?
I did play that demo, and it gives you a good taste what the game is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to play it more.
Did you like what you tasted?
You know, it's kind of bittersweet right now for me. I got to play through it more to actually give it a better opinion.
I had the same face when he told me.
Well, I have some issues, and most of it is...
Well, you have a lot of issues, but what's wrong with
well,
the game?
Oh, let's keep my mental stuff out of it. I don't know. I had some issues with the controls. Like I said, this is why I got to play more, because it was a little sensitive for my liking. Just a little bit. And then the fact that when I wanted to pick up a box to chuck it across the room, I would pick up a dude. I don't want to pick up no dude. That's not how I roll.
I like to pick up dudes.
Yeah.
And throw them into the wall.
Well, I don't mind that, but when, like, there's two stormtroopers behind boxes of cover. I want to, you know, pick up the box, throw it away, and, you know, lightsaber him to death. I picked up the guy instead. I'm like, what? And I was clearly looking at the box. So they need a better little targeting system, in my opinion, right now.
I don't know. Just
but
move it a little
bit.
But
play more. I did. I moved it around. And always ended up.
If you picked him up, why don't you just bring him towards you and then just slice him up with the lightsaber?
Yeah, you can do that.
You got to be innovative.
Throw the lightsaber at him and stick it in his chest.
Well, like I said, I didn't play through it a lot. I need to play through
it
more.
I beat it like
right
five
now,
times.
Right now, it's bittersweet for me until I play it more and I can appreciate it more.
Stick a lightsaber in your mouth.
Stick a lightsaber in your. What? Shut up.
Cut your teeth off.
All right, what else did you play?
I got Gears of War back. So I played Gears of War. And I played online with Carnage. And he whooped my ass.
Oh, man.
Bad. I forgot how bad I suck at that game. I'm sorry. I forgot how much I suck at that game is what I meant to say. I suck. It was fun. But,
Well, at least you're humble.
Yeah, well...
Humble. Well, it's easy to be humble when you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really did suck at that game, but I'm out of practice, so practice more, get ready for Gears 2.
So you won't play that either? And trade it in for a Rock Band or something?
I'm going to kick you in the dick.
It's my favorite game ever, but I traded it in.
I love that game, and I will play it and beat it again.
Maybe. I'm getting that as well.
What? Oh.
Rock Band 2.
I hate you.
Well,
anyway.
Well, I don't think it's the whole shebang, though.
I don't care.
But what I'm saying is, I'll get it twice.
Okay, then we need to talk
right
after the show.
Okay.
Anyway, what else you want?
I want some love of that, too. Whatever.
I give you love all the time.
Whoa!
There's his lightsaber.
See that?
He's got a pink one.
Is that a lightsaber in your pants?
Wow.
Anyway. For all those who wanted a video podcast, be happy. Yeah,
you didn't have one there. Yeah. Anyway.
I'd hate to be at the receiving end of that lightsaber.
What else you playing?
Yeah, that's great. Bionic Commando. I'm trying to drudge through.
How is it?
It's all right.
Because I wasn't here last week.
It's
so.
All right.
I love it.
Yeah. I have to...
That's a good game. I need to get back into it, but man, it kicked my
I think
butt.
It's one of the best on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. I do.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Well, it's because you never played the original. You don't have an appreciation for it.
I want to know how you got 60 puzzle pieces in Braid.
It's easy.
Yeah, you got to figure it out.
I have it, too.
I know you do.
Oh, you're impressed with me.
Well, I just know that's not your...
Retardable.
That's
no. My bad, it slipped. Dumbass over here. I forgot.
No, you are not a puzzle guy.
I know I'm not.
I mean, you don't play that genre. And for me to look up and see 60 puzzle pieces and I'm stuck on the freaking key that's floating around on its own because it's a jerk...
I probably
the
know
fickle, the fickle friend or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh yeah, where you can't bring it up the ladder. Yeah. That one's a pain in the ass.
That thing's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Anyway, so
I'm trying to like Bionic Commando, and each time I play it, I like it more. But I don't agree with you. It's not the best on the arcade.
That'd be Geometry Wars 2.
I still have to greatest buy that.
You didn't like it. You said.
No, I didn't. I didn't like it.
You did.
When did I say I didn't like it?
When that first came out.
You said you weren't really a big fan. That you.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I like it, but I don't know if I was going to buy it or not. But,
anyway.
I never said I didn't like it.
Yeah, you did.
I want to kick you in the dick, too.
I'll archive it.
And then I did play Galaga Legions, and it's all right. I like it.
It's all right!
It's like you put Geometry Wars in Galaga, and that's what you get.
Where's the other part of that equation?
That's my equation. I don't want it, 19 parts to it.
He's not as good at math as you are. No. Gamescom.
Math sucks.
Math does suck.
Yeah. And then Gamefly sent me Ico. I played Ico for a little bit.
And?
Yeah, you played for 5 minutes, and then
like
you're
Ico.
Like, oh, yeah,
well,
this game's not very
get
good.
Get me reintroduced in the game, and I swear to Christ, dude, after this is over, I'm going to kick you right in the dick.
That's
the game
fine.
Is awesome.
It cracks me up how many people are like, I love Ico. Ico is a great game, and I hate escort missions.
Well,
that's the whole freaking game.
Yeah, it's the whole game, but
no, 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 no. See, you're already trying to make people who like Ico, whatever the hell you want to call it.
I call it Crapo.
I call it Shut Up-O, because my problem is... I love Ico, and I hate escort missions. But the fact of the matter is, I knew going in and started playing the game that the game was entirely an escort mission. It didn't throw a bunch of freaking crazy mindless zombies at me and all of a sudden then become an escort mission.
Yeah.
If you said
it didn't give me one portion of a style of gameplay and get me hooked and then say, oh, by the way, now you got to lead this person around. Bull crap.
And see,
that's when I don't like escort missions, when it breaks up the flow of the game and slows things down.
And
but when the whole game is like that,
you don't have
it's
to,
crap.
You don't have to shoot. See, with that, too, is the reason why...
I know you like Shadow Chaos is better than...
Well, the reason I like this is because it is an escort mission, but you don't have to worry about... saving her so much. You don't have, like you said, zombies coming after you. You have to shoot them.
No, you just have to tell her how to walk, because apparently she's too stupid to figure it out for herself.
No, she can walk.
Come over
here.
She
just woke up out of like a 500-year-old dream.
And they don't even make sense. They speak like Simish. Like, move over here. Move over here.
I don't think it's Simish. I think it's an actual language. Maybe Japanese?
No, it doesn't. No. That's not Japanese.
It's not Japanese.
No.
I don't know, but it's...
It's Ikanese.
Ikanese.
Yeah.
But no, it's an amazing game, and I look forward
to it. I'm amazed it worked on your system. It was a blueback.
It is a blueback. And you know...
Oh, wait, you play it in a PS3.
Hopefully
never
it won't kill my PS3 like it did the PS2.
No, it won't.
But excuse me.
PS3 is indestructible.
Well, I agree with you. I think Ico is a masterpiece.
I look forward to playing more of that.
So. I ain't got to have the same opinion as everybody else. I think it's garbage. I got bored of it and turned it off. This game sucks. I don't want to hit little black clouds with a stick and lead around some stupid woman that doesn't even know how to walk.
What'd you think of Okage?
Of what?
Okage. O-K-A-G-E. Okage. or how you pronounce
Otagi?
It.
Or,
no.
Oh.
Okagi?
Yeah, the one with the little thing behind it. The little shadow thing. Never mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think you probably know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about the one with the... No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The little dude that had the shadow around was on the PS2?
Yeah.
Okagi? Was that Okagi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had two that were almost like the same. You had the one with the girl who had the hand thing.
Stretch Panic.
Yeah.
Stretch Panic.
But that's not what I'm talking about. The one that was very similar but wasn't as cool.
No, I didn't like that game. I thought it was crap, too.
Yeah. All right, never mind.
Stretch Panic, right. Man, that was such a strange
Stretch Panic
game.
Was stupid. That game was stupid.
Grab
Let's
boobies.
Grab these big balloons. It was a dumb game. Anyway.
And all the enemies had breasts in that game.
Even the flowers.
Yeah, all the enemies had these big, gigantic breasts.
You know what? It was Japanese.
And the whole point of the game was to grab the enemy's breasts and, like, slap them. No, really. I'm serious.
I'm gonna stab stupid.
You. I'm going to stab your taser out.
And stretch. And let go of their boobs and it hits them and destroys them. That's the purpose of Stretch Panic.
I think it's a dream you had instead.
And this game was made by Treasure, the same company that went on to make Ikaruga. And it's they did the
Lego games too.
Lego what? Games.
That's Traveler's Tales.
Traveler's Tales. Never mind. Right.
No, Treasure's mostly a shooter company. They're actually the original.
Did Bangaio?
Yeah, they Garuda, did Bangaio.
Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, that's like their biggest title.
Yeah, Gunstar's the bomb.
Gunstar Heroes.
That's bad when your biggest title is Gunstar Heroes because half the world don't even know what that is.
Yeah. I enjoy Gunstar Heroes though.
But you enjoy
anyway,
Ico, though.
We're way off his wandering.
Oh, we play.
All right. All besides right. Ico, what have you played?
Played Soul Calibur with Dickhead over there.
Wow! Just because I don't share your opinion, apparently you get it. You're just like all those other guys. I don't share your opinion. You're stupid.
I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm calling you Dickhead.
Let me guess. He won a lot, right?
No, actually, we just did it for achievements.
Oh.
Because if we were playing for real, you'd have died.
Well, yeah.
A lot.
I mean, I would have won a couple.
One or two out of 50.
Four. I would have won four.
You give yourself too much credit.
Four
I
hours.
Won four the last time I played here.
Oh, that's right.
Damn! Whatever.
Worst headset.
So, yeah. That's pretty much it.
What are you looking forward to playing this week?
Too Human. Because Gamefly is sending it to me.
Wait, you're looking forward to playing Too Human?
Well, no, I'm not... Maybe.
Did you play the demo?
No.
You didn't play the demo?
No.
I look backwards. I look backwards. Wish I could get that time back.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Well, see, I'm not the only one over here ripping on games.
Oh, whatever. I like Ico, but Too Human. We'll be playing.
It's the Ico Defense Force.
More Galaga.
Yeah.
Maybe more Bionic Commando.
All right.
We'll see how I feel.
So move on to special guest or two.
All right, I've played the live interactive version of Tetris as I moved furniture around my house all week long. I've been on vacation, but I've had carpet installed. So, and anybody who's had to have carpet put into their home knows that you don't realize how much shit you really have in your house until you got to move it.
You should call it flooring, really. It's not carpet anymore.
Well, I got carpet in all the rooms except for the den,
oh, okay.
Which has the flooring in there. So,
was like, yeah.
So, yeah.
So when you played this real-life Tetris, did yeah. you actually score a four lines?
Did you dress up in a block?
No, I got bruised. I got bruised up and about passed out one day because I was so freaking exhausted lifting couches and stuff by myself because I'm stupid and don't ask my friends for help. But that's all right.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that burden on you people.
Yeah, but that's still dumb.
Yeah, I know. Even Ryan, like, he's like, oh, if you need help, man, just call me. You know, Alex is being in Florida and stuff. I'm like, all right. And I don't, because I'm stupid. But anyway, but I did get to that. And now, Too Human is still the greatest game ever.
so much
I did get to play some games this week, though. I'll start off with the demo, of course, Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
It's the bomb. Hit the bomb digging.
It is 12 gallons of awesome sauce.
Get this. If I was to put this in an equation, I would make it. Okay. You could put me off any time now. I'm going to get thrown over the edge here and it's like, oh my God! No,
he
but
too human.
I would call it PsyOps with Jedis.
Jedi Knight with PsyOps.
Yeah.
50-50.
It's freaking awesome sauce. Yeah. And I can't wait. Thing is, I'm like zero. I didn't play it 100 million times. I don't want I don't want to do that to myself. I want to kind of like, you know, like if you score that really hot chick on the first day, just kind of want to just hold her hand. You'll get there eventually, kind of a thing. So you're going to savor the moment and just anticipate the excitement. Anyway,
savor the anticipation. Yeah.
And then when it comes, plow right into it.
I hope you don't treat this girl like every other girl. You play with her for 5 minutes. And her
I played with a girl for 7 years.
I was talking about games.
Yeah. Oh,
not
yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
I was using my metaphor
you're right,
backwards.
Right, gotcha. Anyway. No, I got you. I was trying to find a. Anyway. I played the game that, speaking of trading in games, that Zero traded in. Madden 09. Some more. I like it. I know you don't. You're not a Madden fan. Never have been. Never will be.
Nope.
I really enjoy it. I still hate the fact that. You know, Tom Hammond can't go two quarters without saying, and we want to remind you that this game is brought to you by EA Sports. If it's in the game, it's in the game. But, yeah. Other than that, I think the game's awesome. But anyway, that's just me. Also, speaking of the EA Sports stuff, I received a final build, actual box and all version of...
They put a disc in there and it's touching by you, too.
Of Tiger Woods, which comes out is street dated for Tuesday. Good stuff. I when I first booted it up, I was I started playing. I played a really quick game. I was like, it's Tiger again, and really didn't care much. Then after digging into it, of course, you know, I'm glad I didn't put my just a 5 minute little trial into this and decide to throw a review up and trade it in, as Zero says I like to do.
Like with every other game you play.
Hey, at least sometimes I play almost everything I get, Mister. I have. Trade in a whole bunch of unwrapped stuff because, hey, I'm just going to review it. Granted, some of that stuff, I don't blame you. Or you'll pass it off to somebody else to give them the review because it's so bad, like volleyball.
I passed the championship volleyball around. I spiked it into his lap.
But anyway, quick synopsis on Tiger Woods. It's good. Plays better than last year's. If anything, it's a lot more difficult. The last couple of years, anybody's been good at Tiger Woods, we'll find that this one's a lot more difficult. You're not going to sit there and get birdies and eagles as quick. Actually, the first round of the very first tournament I played, I was actually 2 over par to finish the first round, which normally I'd be, you know, -5, -6, -7, whatever, just kicking the crap out of the computer there in the first round. But that's not the case here. They also got a really cool tutorial thing. So, like, say if you're almost like the Madden IQ, but actually done better, and I hope they kind of switch it around. So basically, like, after I perform and they notice that I sucked on my short game, they'll say, here's some drills we want you to do. And based on the how well you do on the drills, you'll, like, do, like, the drill the first time. And then after that, they'll give you, like, 40 seconds to – they'll move the pin around. And then you got to see how many of those you can complete. Depending on how well you do those, they'll bump your short game up a little bit. So kind of cool. But the coolest thing I've seen so far, and I can't wait for everybody else to get it, that way I can – challenge everybody besides editors, basically, is the EA Gamer Challenge. So basically, at any time in the game, if you have a really cool shot, like say you knock one off a tree and it gets right next to the pin or bounce off the flag right next to the hole or whatever, you can show that shot off online, which they've done that in the past. But the cool thing is now you can actually challenge that shot online against somebody else and saying, can you get closer to the pin than this? And then what's cool is not only can you, like, set the distance of where you were, but you can also set, like, the bounce point and all kinds of different trajectories and stuff like that as far as, like, on what you want to succeed in the challenge. And based on the difficulty level of this particular challenge, you get gamer points for the EA online leaderboard. And so, like, say if I have a really, really difficult shot, it could be worth, like, you know, 1,500 points, and then you'll earn 1,500 points for that thing, and that'll toss it to your leaderboard. And I mean, and this, and what's great about this idea is the fact that you, if you say if you have, you know, 10,000 people playing, that's 10,000 plus challenges you're going to be able to see all the time. So you, you know, the game, if you're kind of sick of just playing round and round and round, you can actually go online and do these little quick challenges, which makes it a lot of fun and adds a little bit more replay value. They also added the, which another reason I can't wait for the online to go up for everybody else is, finally got online four players, simultaneous play, which is great. You don't have to sit there and wait for somebody else to play. They do the whole, you watch the other balls like streamlines going down the pipeline as you're playing too. That way you don't have to wait on everybody else's turn. So it seems like they've done a lot more on the streamlining. Visuals look a little bit better. Water definitely looks awesome, and they did a really good job on the water effects finally this year, and the splashes and everything look just really, really good. It looks like they finally took advantage of next gen instead of like trying to make that nice balance between current and next gen visuals. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, the game is very, very solid, and like I said, the besides the game of challenge, the difficulty level, which is higher, is it will make a lot of Tiger fans happy because the last couple of years have been way too easy. So, what else have I played? I have not played Two Human, and that's why I asked the question about if I like the demo, will I like the game, and pretty much says I will never play Two Human. But yeah, that's me. I'm not a Diablo guy. I'm not a, you know, looter.
Yeah.
But channeling in, I am, and I think it's the greatest game ever.
nice.
But no, I don't want to play Two Human, don't really care to play Two Human. That's just me. So that's okay.
I respect that opinion.
That's fine. And like I said, if I'm basing my review off a demo, which I know is kind of unfair, but if the gameplay is pretty much close, I'd give it a 6 or 7. But I was, after playing Eternal Darkness, I was maybe I got myself way too geeked out for it, and it disappointed me, and now I don't want to play it. It's kind of like seeing, I don't know, Episode 1. Granted, after watching it a few times, I don't hate it as much as I did when I first saw it, but man, was I pissed off when I first saw Episode 1. But now I don't hate it as much. And I'm not as harsh on the original or the new trilogy versus the original as a lot of Star Wars people are. Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother podcast.
A whole nother podcast.
Welcome to News for Geeks
podcast. Playing more bite-sized stuff, including more Geometry Wars 2. As you heard earlier, I'm stuck on the fickle friend key part in Braid. Yeah, and the thing is, Braid's one of those games that I'll beat a puzzle piece or two and then turn it off because my mind is, like, hurting.
Ow, my Braid!
My Braid!
Oh, and breaking news. And now, breaking news from News for Gamers Podcast Radio. We have just heard that Brian, the Boogeyman Peterson's Xbox 360, right before his vacation, broke down. That's right. His launch system finally broke down. So all those people who cursed and laughed and giggled at him and said, it's going to happen to you too, you're right.
Congratulations. There's now a 100% failure rate within this room.
Woo!
Yeah.
So I traded in my broken system and some other stuff. Got an Xbox 360 with the 60 gig. Man, is that system quiet.
Really?
I wish mine was quiet.
It's quiet. I mean, it's the brand new freaking new chipset from like July or something. It's like brand freaking new. And it's quiet.
Hmm.
It's really quiet.
Damn it.
When I first turned it on, anything was on. That's how quiet it is. It's pretty awesome.
Stupid Microsoft.
But the best thing about getting that system, I know this is kind of a weird thing, but I blame it on Microsoft for the fact you can't re-download it. Hexic is on my hard drive. If you remember, the very first day I bought the Xbox 360 to free up my 20-gig hard drive room, I deleted Hexic.
Well, you know what?
Day.
You not having Hexic again is entirely your fault. All you had to do is dial some phone number. Microsoft gave you a code to re-download it.
Oh, really? Well, I looked on the. I didn't think it could be because it wasn't on Xbox Live.
They'll send you a code, let you re-download it for free.
Well, that's fine. No. 3 years later,
you played Hexic.
Talking about late to the party. I'm loving Hexic. I'm a puzzle guy. Anyway,
I did the same thing you did. I downloaded the first thing I got my 360, and then I didn't get it back until I got my new hard drive. So
it's fun.
I love Hexic.
Yeah. What's great about Hexic is the point that it's a patient game. You're not like rushed for time. You can kind of think about things. So
you just sit there for hours just playing it.
Yeah. So I just throw my old custom soundtrack, list a little no effects in the background while I'm sitting there playing puzzles and stuff. So good
it's
stuff.
A great game.
So that's extremely 3 years late to the party on that
extremely.
One. That's good stuff. And speaking of late to the party, drum roll, here it comes. I started Mass Effect yesterday.
Hold on, let me tell you how the ending goes.
No, I haven't beat it.
I beat Exit to Eden, or whatever the heck the first level is called.
Yeah.
And it's the Eden place, but whatever the heck they call it. Thing is, I can't say that I never started it. I played basically until your squad member got shot at the very beginning of Eden.
Yeah.
And then something else came up and I had to stop playing. But I never got back to it. So I actually turned it on, watched the opening, and all that happy horse shit. And then started playing. But no, I finally beat that mission, and man, it's good.
You haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, at the beginning, I was kind of worried would it be my kind of a game. Because it reminded me of another game with a monkey in a diaper. Because there's a lot of cutscene at the beginning. I'm just like, all right, shut the fuck up already. Jesus Christ, let me go. Let me talk. But the whole presentation and the camera of everything in the game is just... I mean, it's very, very cinematic. Mm-hmm. I mean, they even got like the whole shaky cam thing going on when things are blowing up. But no, just very... At the beginning of the game too, you really don't. They kind of just like throw you into the story. So it's like, whoosh, here you go.
Oh yeah.
You're Shepard and have fun.
So what kind of character did you make?
I made a Bonic or the third guy down. He's
like a Bionic.
Yeah, he's the guy who uses the. He can like have the force powers and stuff.
Yeah.
Pick up stuff. Basically, he's only good with rifles and pistols, but everything else he uses biotech powers. I had to put a big old scar down his face, and he's also a earthbound, ruthless guy. So
sweet.
Yeah, so basically, I hate everybody, and I'm not afraid to show it. So basically, when they're talking about other people, I'm like, oh well.
Eventually, you'll hear them talk about you.
Good. I can't wait because right, I like how the character development is like kind of drawing in. So you're slowly but surely starting to get on more things. You're like, yeah. Yep. So right now I'm I just got the girl who was on Eden.
Yeah.
She follows you back to the ship. Yeah. I'm already pissed at her.
It won't change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a character too. It's like, why the hell is she here? And all. Yeah. I'm basically answering everything in an asshole attitude because I figure if this is the role I chose, I'm gonna play the asshole in this game. So
they'll react to you.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the first time that you actually saw your character that you created in the cutscene?
I was mad because I wanted more options, I guess. I hate his nose. And I hate every nose that they have in that game. Otherwise, no. I mean, everything it looks freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wish there was more. Now that I got to see my guy and everything, it looks incredible. I wish there was a few more palettes certain different things. I mean, no matter which palette you use, you're going to look old. So basically, I was like, if I'm going to look old, I'm going to look like, you know, Daredevil Mike and Grindhouse and have the big scar across my face and be all weathered looking. So it kind of looks like Kurt Russell.
Sweet.
I wish I had an eye patch.
So he looks like Snake Plissken.
The game with the monkey and a diaper.
Yeah.
Then you get an eye patch.
But no, that's pretty much it. Other than that, I've been, you know, I bought season 2 of Dexter, so I've been watching that. So that's off topic on that one. But
been watching on your PS3, right?
No, I turned my PS3 on today for the first time in a month.
Oh,
turn it right back off again. I'm not starting a PS3 hate thread. I just don't have anything right now, except for the show. And right now, I'm. My Niners are actually doing okay, so I'm starting to kind of get excited about football season.
It's preseason.
Give it
time.
Count.
They'll suck again.
Counted 2 weeks ago when your Raiders beat my Niners.
That's because you said it counts.
Yeah, you can't. Your mom can't.
You were like, it counts. I said, no, it doesn't.
Speaking of PS3, I'm, you know, my future filing for PS3, I got a couple games, you know. I'm looking forward to Little Big Planet.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only a couple months away. No?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Big Little Big Planet. Away. And then the next future following for my PS3 will be Final Fantasy 13. So there you go.
You're not looking forward to God of War?
Okay, God of War. But God of War is
Resistance?
Okay, you got me.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's games I'm going to get for the PS3. It's just now, I don't have any.
I'm the same way.
Actually, maybe it hasn't been months, because I did play Soul Calibur in it. So
I usually turn it on at least once a week to go to the PlayStation Store, see what's in there.
Yeah. Well, I was actually going to download the NHL 09 demo, because it's hitting PlayStation 3 first, but they sent out a press release too early. It's not coming out till this week.
I'll tell you one game that I will be picking up probably on the PS3 is Mirror's Edge, especially now that it's timed exclusive.
Really?
I can't wait to play it. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah.
So
The thing is, more games are actually being tailor-made for PS3 technology, and then the 360 version is going to be the port.
Well, if they come out at the same time, they're not going to be that different. I'll go with 360, but if something comes out that much earlier, I'll get it for the PS3.
And the thing is, with like Final Fantasy 13...
let me tell you about Final Fantasy 13. You have shot PlayStation in the foot with your craziness and milk drinking.
And your milk drinking out of a wine glass. Thing is, when it comes to Final Fantasy 13, it's still too far away to tell. And honestly, I don't know which system I'm going to get the game for.
I know which system I'm going to get the game for.
DS.
Neither.
No.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm not playing another RPG until the Blue Dragon team makes another game.
They did. It was called Lost Odyssey.
Yeah.
Oh. No, that's the writer.
No, that's basically the team.
Was it the entire team?
Mistwalker.
Good. Then I guess I'll buy
Lost
Odyssey.
You got shot in the foot there, buddy.
Yeah, well, it didn't look like their type of game. Well, it didn't have their anime style or anything.
They didn't have Toriyama as a part of the crew. It was different art people. But it's like the same team.
But we'll play Dragon Quest on the DS, though.
Yeah, Dragon Quest. I'm looking forward to that. Next month.
Killer Wolverine's falling asleep to the RPG talk.
Yep.
It's
all right. Well, it's funny, actually, speaking of RPG talk, before we get to your fondling, Gambus came in, we were like talking about like favorite games of all time, and it was amazing. Because, I know we broke this down on the podcast a long time ago, but we're like saying pick a favorite game for every system kind of thing. It's amazing how much of an RPG player I used to be. Almost everything in the old generation, NES, Super NES, Sega Genesis stuff, was RPGs. And it's probably why I don't play them anymore, because they're not as good as they used to be. Eat that one.
Well, you looking at me?
I was looking into the forums on that one.
Looking at the forums. Hey, you! Fuck you!
Fuck your overblown style and CG bullshit. Just make it simple. Just fucking make it simple.
Fuck them in general. Can we move on?
Well, let me talk about what I was playing this week.
Well, before we do, I just want to break in real quick one more time and say that Two Human is the greatest game I have ever played, and I can't stop playing it.
That's why he's not here. He's home playing Two Human.
Probably. That's my birthday party. It's a Two Human fest. We're all playing Two Human for somebody's birthday and stuff.
On my PS3 this week, I played two Blu-ray movies.
Awesome. Which ones?
Doomsday and Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
You didn't buy that, did you?
Yes, I did.
The best
did
PS3
like
game of the year.
Loved
really? Because those kind of movies...
Did you see the first one?
I did. I loved it.
The second one is better.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You know something? My brother really likes the first movie.
That is just... The second movie was just the scene with Bush. It's awesome. It's awesome. There's so much awesomeness in that movie. Honestly, the only other thing I did on my PS3 this week was download Bionic Commando. And it's not because I don't want to play my PS3. It's just there's nothing to play right now. Actually, I'm going to download the Force Unleashed demo and see if it's good.
If they ever sent out... You know what? I would play my PS3 a lot more if I can find network cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I want Echo Chrome bad.
I want to play Echo Chrome. I want to play Elefunk. And I definitely want Ragdoll Kung Fu and Fat Princess when they come out.
Yeah.
I mean, I if I have to, I'll put my freaking credit card online. and risk it. But
if I liked Ratchet and Clank, this would have been an awesome week because yeah. Quest for Booty came out.
I
heard it's freaking awesome.
It's only $15 too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I ask the Sony rep every time she comes in. I'm like, hey, what's going on with the network cards? Oh, they're out. Where?
Yeah,
well, I don't know where they are. I know they've been released. I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
You're a Sony rep and you go to other stores besides ours. Where is it at? You know, she doesn't have an answer for me. I'm like, then they're not. They don't exist. They're vaporware.
Yeah, it's the fandom all over.
There you go. You guys ask us a question every week, so I purge the question to the forum people. If you've seen the network cards for the Sony PlayStation 3, please say on the forums where in the hell you bought them. And don't tell me Joe Bob's gaming store that's only in like one
designated area. I found them at Sears and Roebuck.
Wow.
I mean, because tell me they're at Joe Billy Bob's Video Game Emporium in Minnesota doesn't help me any because it's not a chain retail. I'm talking about retail chain. So somewhere I'll be able to like drive to.
Yeah. So if it's out of state, so much for that idea.
Yeah. Because
you don't know how to get out of state. You get lost.
Yeah.
Because you're old, you got to stop mass for direction. You got to pee every 5 minutes.
Speaking of pee, I got some brew. Let's go.
Damn. He's like the musher. You gonna mush me along? I played Two Human for about 6 hours.
For about 6 hours?
Yeah.
The first day?
No. Really? Over 3 days.
3 days? And are you gonna play it anymore?
Yes, I'm gonna beat it. I am having fun with it. It's kind of funny because the part that I didn't like about the demo, which was the story, I actually like the story. And it's not because that I think it's well told, because I don't. Yeah. I don't think it's well acted. I don't. I just find it interesting because it's not overbearing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat. The combat's good sometimes.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's passable. It's not always good.
Too passable.
The menu system, I'm not nearly as much into it as you. I go in, and if I have armor that's better, I'll equip it. Otherwise, I don't pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good game. It's not a great game at all. It's one of those games that I can play through it once and I'll be probably pretty content with that. I'm not going to go back through and play through.
Did you play it multiplayer?
Nah. I mean, besides you and Wombat, I didn't really see anybody online playing it. I mean, it's not a kill my friends list kind of game.
Yeah.
So
the professor has it.
Yeah, I know, but he don't talk to anybody.
I sent him a message and asked him in the message what he thought of it, and he said he loved it.
Mm. He never answered my messages.
Yeah, I need to talk to him, because when we went and saw Dark Knight the other day, I was supposed to see him there after we went and got something to eat, but he left early. Supposedly he had, like, something wrong with his eye. He was, like, his eye was kind of, like, twitching, and it was, like, red, and he was, like, rubbing and stuff. So I was going to start calling him Professor Pink Eye.
Professor Pink Eye.
In case he has pink eye. So, once again, post this to the forums, Professor Chaos. Where are you and what happened?
Where are you? The other thing that I played mostly this week was obviously the Force Unleashed demo. I played the absolute shit out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've beat it like 4 or 5 times.
Didn't you think it was awesome when you went into like the lower level of the facility that you were in and you saw all those TIE fighters like almost like an assembly line type of a...
Yeah, I picked them up and was throwing them at people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my favorite, one of the little things, is like every time I go through the demo, I find something new. Like in the beginning of the game, did you know you could throw stuff through the window?
Yes.
And everything would get sucked out the window?
Yes. And then they close the hatch on
it. And then it closes down, like it seals off.
The glass effects are freaking awesome, too.
Yes, they are. And like one of my favorite things is opening doors. Just hitting the door with your force power.
Especially like right in the middle of the demo when your push gets a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
And you get to hold it down and charge it, and it's like...
Charge it up, boom, just knock the door open. But the other big thing for me was the first time you go outside and all the TIE fighters are, like, flying by.
Yeah.
Did you know that you could grab the railing of the building, like the pillar that's attached to the building? You can grab that and swing it out into the middle and start knocking TIE fighters down.
I'll just pick up stuff and hitting TIE fighters with
it. Oh, no, you can literally grab, like, the thing and stick it out there so they hit it every time they go by. So it's just a consistent, like, explosion of TIE fighters.
I will say, and I brought this up right before the podcast with Zero, is one thing that if I do have to knock something on the demo, and I hope it doesn't happen a whole lot in the game, is the whole quote-unquote God of War
button
sequence thing.
I
that's being very overplayed. It doesn't need to be there in this style of game.
No.
I could have kicked that ass on my own. I didn't need it to tell me to press YBA to do a slash storm. I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about it, and I really hope that the lightsaber battles aren't like that, because I really want to fight those, play those out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I got a feeling that those quick time events will basically be the boss fights.
Better not be.
That will make me angry.
I'm guessing that's how
you
it's going to be.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That will bring me to the dark side of the Force.
But the game does make you feel like a badass.
The game does make you feel like a badass, and that's what I wanted. I wanted a game that was like PsyOps, where you had the telekinetic powers, you had a lightsaber, you felt like a badass, and it was fun. All of those things have been met, and I will love it. And I don't care what anybody says about, oh my god, I heard it's only 6 hours long.
Good.
You know what? Uncharted was 6 hours long.
Yeah.
So just shut up at this
point. And that was also a fantastic game.
Oh, Uncharted was one of the best games of last year.
Well, technically, Metal Gear Solid 4 was, an hour and a half?
A little bit longer than that.
No, it's about 8 hours.
Of gameplay.
Really? 8 hours of cutscene. It took me 16 hours to beat the game. So I would
say
it was about...
So it's got more gameplay than Sons of Liberty, then?
Yes.
Because Sons of Liberty was freaking... Yeah. Cutscene best.
I was at the bookstore the other day, and I was really surprised of all the Force Unleashed stuff.
Yeah, I went to the bookstore the other day. They have the actual novel.
Yeah.
For the game, they have the actual art book for the game. They have all kind of, like, they're really pro, because it's the first time that official canon has been made into a video game. It is official canon.
Well, be the second time actually.
What was the first?
Shadows of the Empire.
Well, they
because Shadows of the Empire was it was a novel, it was a video game, it was a toy line,
and I liked
and,
it.
And just like how this is, and that art book, I was looking through that art book, and I was like, man, when you look through the art book and you see what they're putting into this game, it literally looks like their effort is almost like making a new movie.
Well, I said it was the first game. Shadows of the Empire was a book. That was turned into a game. This is the first game.
I don't know. I think they both came out the same time, if memory serves me correctly.
What?
Yeah, Shadows of the Empire for N64.
Came out long after the book. The book had been out for a while. It was so popular that Lucas made it canon.
I don't know. I think I have to disagree with you on that.
We'll have to go back and look then.
If anybody on the forums knows the answer...
You're a geek?
Yeah, you're... Well, we're geeks.
Well, so. I never said we weren't. I'm just saying. I broke my leg playing chess.
Man, that is a geek school story right there. If anybody has broken their leg while playing chess, get in contact with us. We want to, like, interview you or something.
As much as I totally disagree with our company doing a midnight sale on this game, because I don't believe it's midnight.
No, it's not.
Midnight...
Really?
Worthy.
There's going to be a midnight sale of Star Wars?
Yeah. And so, really? What I'm thinking about doing is at least trying to make it fun. I'm going to try to throw some trivia out there, try maybe have people dress up in costume, maybe give like $100 to the hottest Slave Leia costume.
Oh.
Jason's coming. He's dressed up as Jabba.
Oh, God.
Is it going to, oh, bite the poodle?
He'll bring like some shackles and like grab the Slave Leia girl.
He's gonna bring
Pinchy.
He's gonna be like a little guy coming in with Salacious Crumb.
Yeah.
But she'll be San Slave Leia.
Oh God, Nimpo Pinchy.
I would like to be there that night.
So I'm thinking about making it fun because it's going to be all three stores again, like
so
we did for
is
Madden.
Is it coming out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
Monday night. It's a Tuesday release day, but we'll do it Monday midnight. So.
You won't be there.
I got to work. Shame. I might drop by the line on my way to work.
There you go.
But
all right.
Yeah.
Way off topic here. So all right. That's it. That's all you played.
I played Two Human most of the week. To be honest.
I'm sorry.
With you. I'm enjoying it. I mean, like I said, it's not a great game. I don't
watch it. Just shut up. But yeah, enjoy Two Human. It's the greatest game ever.
Yeah, Two Human. I think it's fun. I got one other thing to say. Dennis Dyack. The whole thing about Dennis Dyack, you know how he's, you know how he promotes everything. I think as a person, he's very intelligent. I would almost say that he's a genius. Because
doesn't need any more boosting.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But in terms of as a PR person for business, a product, he's not very good I don't know.
He hates your forums.
He's a little bit overdramatic.
Everybody hates him.
Did you hear? He actually went out and said NeoGAF is the worst forum on the internet. That's why I posted there.
Nice.
Well, that was in my news, but oh well.
But
well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Here is one of the things, one of the many flaws of Too Human. I feel that Dennis Dyack, when he made Too Human, assumed too much that the average gamer is also the type of guy that carries around 20-sided dice with him and goes and plays Warhammer on the weekends and, you know, is like into Dungeons and Dragons. Because to me, Too Human almost feels like the type of game that would attract, you know, like a Warhammer, like I got to paint my miniatures type of mentality.
Right.
Hence, you know, spending about half the time playing it in the menu system.
Well, anyway, what he has done is continuously got people to keep talking about an average, mediocre game, so
which
we're going to get away from
which
that.
Which, in itself, is almost genius.
I guess.
Because
From now on, I'm not talking about anything but Kane and Lynch. Let's move on.
Kane and Lynch. Oh, God.
Same tier. Anyway. We got some news.
And now, News for Gamers and Style radio program probably presents News Quickies, brought to you by...
No, it's Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt.
Way to fuck that up.
Wow. Shows how often I'm really here.
Man, a flawed experience.
Brought to you by... Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt.
You sponsor your own news. Sweet.
Do what I can.
Brought to you by Too Human. Much like Frosted Mini Wheats, it's kind of sweet, kind of bland, but it's all right.
It's all right. It's a 7 out of 10.
Well, I've been drawing on my leg. Anyway. You want me to go ahead and read it?
See, Wombat, see, you're fucking up the show. You're not here, and you're yeah.
All right. As we all know, Duke Nukem 3D is coming to Xbox Live Arcade, passed certification on August 15th, and it might have some of the coolest named achievements of all time. But it is coming. It is real.
Can we watch the 4-minute trailer again?
No, that was for the trilogy, the PC trilogy.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Force Unleashed demo is up. Galaga Legions this week is Xbox Live Arcade. Next week is Castle Crashers. EA announced that it will not extend its deadline to buy Take-Two. But eventually they will anyway. The Warhammer Online beta will begin on September 7th. You can get in by pre-ordering the game. Aren't and another crazy stop. Move by Ubisoft. They're already considering I Am Alive sequels, and the game hasn't even come out yet. According to Kotaku, Ubisoft tipped off Reuters that they are planning on offering a 2-for-1 share split at their upcoming annual meeting. The offer, which will be voted on September 22nd, would help lower the cost of shares while increasing the quantity. Is this like all stock thing?
No, I think that's the last thing.
Oh.
You gotta cover both grounds, dude.
What's that?
Gotta cover both grounds.
No, I was asking if that news was about stocks.
Well,
I don't know enough about stocks.
Yeah, that's about their stock.
That's how I'm Wall Street dumb. Remedy, the guy's working on what? Alan Wake. In case we all forgot about that game.
I gave up on that game.
They want you to know that, quote, we're still here and working hard on getting Alan Wake for you to enjoy.
Liars.
Here's something that will stop the bitching.
I'll see Shenmue 3 before I see Alan Wake.
No, you won't.
No, you really won't.
You'll never see that game.
No, you won't.
They don't make sequels to
I'm
crap.
I'm sorry, dude. You gotta let it go. And, wow.
Shenmue's not
just
crap.
Let it go. Just let it go.
Here's something that will stop the bitching of the PS3 fanboys.
Hopefully.
Uh-oh.
At least for a while.
There's no such thing.
The PS3 exclusive Final Fantasy 13 demo will be 2 hours long and 10 minutes of gameplay.
And it's exclusive to the PS3. Did you emphasize that enough?
Yeah. I said exclusive.
You got to emphasize
exclusive
it.
To the PS3 demo. Because the 360 can't have a 4-gig download. Anyway.
But don't download it, or you'll like Squaresoft happy.
Valkyria Chronicles will hit U.S. stores on November 11th.
Sweet. I'm all there.
I know you are.
That was just for you, Jason.
Thank you.
Jonathan Blow. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Okay. He said he spent about $180,000 of his own money to make Braid.
Man, he's got a lot of money.
Not anymore.
He spent it all on Braid.
Sure did.
Which is why the game probably costs $15.
Well, that's what he said. That's why it costs $15.
Yeah, no, he didn't say that. Microsoft made it.
But you know something?
Everybody knows that.
The entire video game industry knows that he is such a awesome game designer. I don't think he has anything to worry about in the future.
You know what's funny about this whole Braid $15 download is how many people bitch about it, yet everybody bought it.
Well, yeah. People just, that's what the internet's for, is for you to be.
Man, why did I pay $15 for this? I know it's incredible, but man, why was it $15? It's like, well, if it didn't justify the purchase, then why did you buy it?
You bought a t-shirt with a squirrel on it with giant nuts that said, protect my nuts. That was $15. I think Braid was worth more than that. Anyway, Harmonix told IGN that we prefer not to sign exclusive deals with artists because while it seems like the competitive business thing to do, in the long run, it's really not good for anyone. We think we should be working to get more music out to more people.
Hmm.
Very humble. Very humble Harmonix is.
Makes sense, though.
Humble.
Sony has said that there will be no PS3 price cut at Leipzig, and they kept their word. There was no price cut at Leipzig, although there was a new bundle announced. Is that in your news, too? Okay. Alright. SOE announced two new EverQuest expansions. People still play EverQuest?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Damn.
Yes, they do.
EverQuest Seeds of Destruction will be an expansion for the original, out on October 21st, and EverQuest 2, The Shadow of Odyssey, will release on November 18th.
Yeah, that's sad. It's not only they're still playing EverQuest 2, but they're still playing the original EverQuest.
But not on the PS2, I bet.
You know, it's kind of funny. I was talking to a girl on the internet the other night.
Imagine that.
And she plays EverQuest.
With her mom.
Another character announced for Lego Batman.
Who is it this time?
Batgirl.
Oh.
Nice. If you pre-order Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, which you should, it's $39.99, and it's what I like to call Little Big Planet Light.
Light. It's like a diet.
You will get a free download code for the original Banjo-Kazooie, and, which is not in your news, you will get the game 2 weeks early.
What?
Yes.
The original Banjo-Kazooie?
You will get it 2 weeks before it launches to the rest of the public.
Really?
And you'll get it for free.
So basically, you're getting two games for one.
Yep.
Fantastic.
All right, I'm going to try to read this. Game Invest announced World of Zellions, a strategic life simulation game where players must create, manage, and grow a prosperous new civilization while caring for the well-being of the community. It is in development for the Wii, 360, PS3, and PC, and Game Invest is currently looking for a qualified distribution and publishing partners for the game.
If I had a guess, it sounds like Civ Revolution in a sci-fi setting.
Okay. My guess is we'll never hear about this game again.
You're probably right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd probably have to agree with you on that.
Mad Catz has signed an agreement with Capcom to create Street Fighter 4, Bionic Commando, and Resident Evil 5 video game and PC controllers and accessories.
Another chainsaw controller, yeah.
Which, as we all know, game-themed controllers sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, I think my old store still has the Street Fighter controller sitting in the back room.
Along with
really?
The football controllers.
Oh,
and the Halo controllers. Yeah. All right.
I just hope the Street Fighter 4 one's pretty decent.
Dave Perry. When I should have been gone. That's the wrong guy. Said that Sony has lost more money selling the PS3s than it made selling PS2s during the entire 5 years of its peak. He also stated that according to the DFC intelligence, Microsoft lost $4 billion on the original Xbox and the PS3 in first overall sales this gen.
Hmm.
BioShock will be available for PS3 October 21st, complete with trophies and all DLC, the definitive version.
So, if you do not have a 360...
You need to buy this game.
But you have a PS3, you must buy BioShock.
Sega!
Or Sony will kill a kitten.
Every time you don't buy it.
That's right.
Sega has officially confirmed House of the Dead Overkill, starring Erica Durant and Ubal. I'm sorry, this is a game. It'll be released for the Wii next year.
The Wii.
So it's another light gun game, probably. Oh, good. Dennis Dyack. This is where he told Video Game 24/7 that work has begun on a second and third Two Human, as well as revealing a new unannounced project is in the works. He also said that he posted on NeoGAF because it is the worst forum.
Woo! We're the worst!
Yeah! Crytek president.
And you can find NeoGAF forums on
www.gaminghage.com. I didn't mention the fact that he got banned from them.
Yes, he did get banned.
We banned Dennis Dyack.
Man. Interesting.
Crytek president.
I wonder if it was Paul Bryan who banned Dennis Dyack.
That's terrible. I'll leak your secrets. Crytek president Savat Yearly predicts that the PS3 and Xbox... What?
What?
720.
But the PS3 will arrive in 2011? Shouldn't it be PS4?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, the PS3's coming in 2011?
Yeah, dude.
Sweet!
Way ahead with the time.
The PS4 and Xbox 720 will arrive in 2011 or 2012. I think he's wrong. I think the Xbox 720 will be here in 2010. I forgot. I didn't mention my following. I played the new Dragon Force pack for Guitar Hero 3.
Yes,
which, that's in your news. Guitar Hero 3 DLC this week. Dragon Force track pack will include a single from their new album called Ultra Beatdown. The song's called Heroes of Our Time. It will also include two tracks from their... Their last album.
Through
Fire and Flames.
Yeah. Death Squad, Revolution Death Squad, and Operation Ground and Pound. So now there are four Dragon Force songs on Guitar Hero 3. And I swear to Christ, I can't tell the difference in any of them, but they're damn fun to play. Team Fortress 2 got a new mode, Arena. Five new maps, three of which have been remade to suit Arena. So technically, there are only two new maps, and they are Lumberyard and Ravine. So there you go. The console version of Street Fighter 4 will be shown at Leipzig. We did see it.
It is.
Gorgeous.
Sweet.
Fallout 3 comes out October 28th, and according to the president of Bethesda, will be one of the biggest launches of any game released this year.
So when does Fable 2 come out?
Electric Boogaloo.
October.
But like what
day? I think
date?
A week before that.
21st.
A week before Fallout 3? As RPG overkill.
Well, they're two really different kind of games. Yeah. Fallout's more of a shooter RPG.
Yeah, the biggest difference is I'll be playing Fallout, and I won't be playing Fable. There you go.
Let's see. You'll be missing out.
Yeah. Shit.
During that month, I'll be freaking broke.
Yeah.
All right. More Dennis Dyack news. Did you need more?
Great.
Gable.
Two Human is one of the most innovative games on the 360, period.
Oh,
you'll get
that.
You'll get some first-time players who just might not get it. The combat is incredibly deep and takes time to get used to, because tapping the right analog stick, that shit's complicated,
brother.
Says Dennis Dyack. He didn't say that last part. That was me. I ad-libbed.
Excellent, excellent.
The Federal Trade Commission has approved the merger between EA and Take-Two. The two companies are currently in talk.
The end of the world.
No, let's back up real quick to this Dennis Dyack thing, because it's so much fun to talk about. So you said that he has planned sequels for parts 2 and 3 of Two Human.
He's always had a trilogy plan.
It's a trilogy.
It's always been a trilogy.
So he makes a trilogy for something that's not been critically accepted yet. The game that's most critically accepted that he developed, he's just going to totally say, we don't need any more of this.
Well, according to Dennis Dyack, Two Human was Silicon Knight's most anticipated project. It's the game they've been wanting to work on since
I'd rather have another Gex game.
That wasn't...
No, it's Crystal Dynamics.
It's Crystal... Yeah. Like, why? So, yeah, Dennis Dyack didn't make Gex? No.
Silicon Knights, yeah. I'd rather have another Metal Gear remake. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Nah.
You don't like it anyway. Little Big Planet. Official date, October 29th. That week is going to blow your mind.
Dude, October, I'm going to be freaking broke.
Yeah. That's also the same week that Guitar Hero World Tour comes out.
Yep.
Same week.
And you got to buy a Halloween costume.
I'm just going to go as a geek.
Yeah.
Oh, remind me to talk to you about Halloween.
Sony announced 160-gig PS3 and the PSP 3000.
Whoa.
Will be out this year. 160-gig model will be a limited edition, includes a copy of Uncharted, and will retail for $500.
Hey, no, the PSP 3000, It's going to be like the T-1000. It's going to be liquid metal. It's going to be a polyolymer alloy. And then he's like, what the hell does that mean? And he's like, liquid metal.
What's going to be good answer about the PSP is the fact that they're releasing another model and no games to support it. The release list is like a half a page long. The PS2 list is longer than the PSP.
Sony has announced that they are making keypad for the PS3 controllers.
Really?
Equipped with Bluetooth functionality, the wireless keypad can be paired to the PS3 by simply connecting the keypad to the USB cable that comes bundled with the PS3 system.
Mm.
Also, shortcut buttons, a communication button, and a message button are placed on the lower part of the wireless keypad, enabling users to jump the preset features on the XMB, such as Friends, Message Box, during gameplay, which helps PS3 users to smoothly communicate with each other. Additionally, a touchpad allows PS3 users to use the entire surface of the keypad as a touchpad, allowing them to easily maneuver the pointer while web browsing simply by sliding their finger on the keypad surface. The release date will be announced at a later time.
Cool.
Sounds cool. Although, yeah. I saw it goes on the top. That just works with me.
Mm.
That's so weird. I don't know. Yeah. I wish you could put it on the bottom, but I guess you can't because of the cables on the top.
Yeah.
So,
well, it also connects to that USB thing.
That's what I said. It goes in the top where the cable thing goes in. But I could put it on the bottom and then, like, slide a cable around. I guess I'm just used to that. Funcom. Are they still around? Funcom's Erling... Wow. This guy's parents did not like him. Erling Ellingson revealed that Age of Conan will tie in with the new Conan film, not starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Erling Ellingson. And my condo.
Erling Ellingson. I swear to God, that's his name.
Took my yacht to my Age of Conan, buddy.
Europe, Asia, and Latin America will be getting a new 360 controller that improves D-pad functionality.
Why just them?
Because they're special.
Oh, special.
They're special.
You could import it. Whatever. The new and improved D-pad will now register movement in 32 directions. The new pad will also only be available for a limited time and is not coming to the U.S., so import yours on October 24th.
No.
That's janky.
Konami announced a new 3D action game called Lords of Shadow. It is a dark fairy tale that stars Gabriel, who is on a journey to find the true meaning of self-sacrifice.
The true meaning of self-sacrifice.
That's just totally not a glowing endorsement for that game at all. It sounds terrible.
I'm just quoting from.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just making it. It just sounds terrible.
It sounds like a game that's already trying to be ultra humble, so that when it sucks, you kind of feel sorry for it.
Well, another week.
It is Konami, so 3/4 of their games do suck.
Yeah,
you're just bitter at Konami.
McFarlane's Evil Prophecy.
Metal Gear Solid, Castlevania, Dance Dance Revolution.
Name something that's not an established franchise that they've done lately that's been worth a damn. Hell, even Code of Arms is kind of a bust.
Name something that's not an established franchise that Nintendo's done lately that's worth a damn.
Oh!
Don't even get me started on the Wii stuff. I'll go crazy.
Another week, another update of Mortal Kombat versus DC characters.
Oh, yeah!
Wonder Woman, which you should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Deathstroke.
Sweet!
Yeah.
He's a cool character.
Kano. And Raiden.
And I guess since he said it wasn't in the news, did you see or at least read about the Joker fatality?
I saw the Joker fatality.
Where? Because they didn't have any video on
it.
It's
on game trailers.
Really?
So tell me, how does this Joker fatality, how does it go down?
Well, basically the Joker, like, he dances around, he pulls out a gun, and he pulls the trigger, and it shoots out the little flag that says bang.
Nice.
And then he stops, and he's like, hee-hee-hee, and he's dancing around, and he pulls out a real gun and blows their head off.
Yeah.
Holy Toledo!
And it's bloody too.
Shoots him right in the face.
It makes you smile, realizing it's a teen rated game. Yet there's still enough gore in there to satisfy even this bloodthirsty Mortal Kombat.
I was thinking that he was going to do the magic trick with the pencil,
making it disappear.
Yeah, you'll have a desk that would just appear out of nowhere.
And he looks badass in the game. He looks really good.
Yeah, I saw some pictures.
I'm gonna read this verbatim. Because this is making me chuckle. This is Killer Wolverine's news.
Wait, is this about...
Yeah, Taito.
I was going to just cut that out and just go on my own rant about it, but go ahead.
Oh, would you like to?
I just think it's bullshit about what this guy did. I fucking hate him. If I see him in the street, I'm going to punch him until he dies.
All right, this is verbatim from your news. It says, for some stupid and sick reason, some douchebag made a game using... It says Tito. That's awesome.
Oh, nice. Sorry, I was just...
Tito!
Come on, Tito!
What's up, Tito?
Tito Space Invaders to attack the Twin Towers.
What?
He called the game Invaders. This was a stupid thing to do, and there's no reason for this. This is done by an artist named Douglas Edric Stanley.
Uh-oh.
And Taito isn't happy about it either. Here's an excerpt from their press release. Taito is seriously considering all available options, including legal actions against the infringer and, if necessary, the game's convention exhibitor, involved in order to end this authorized and impermissible misuse of the Space Invaders content and to protect Taito's intellectual properties.
This fucker showed this game, and it had the Space Invaders attacking the Twin Towers. And since then, they did pull the game. It was supposed to come out next month. How sick is that?
That is pretty sick.
He is a fucked up human being. He said it was a work of art.
Man.
He's a fucked up human, and he needs to, you know, get hit whatever he deserves. Because that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's just bullshit. It's complete bullshit.
I totally agree. And, you know, karma.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Karma. Oh, yeah. Karma, fate, God, whatever. Yeah.
All right, moving on to positive news.
Okay, yeah. The sun has come out.
Warhawk is getting an expansion pack, Operation Fallen Star. We'll have 10 new battle maps, and we'll contain the jetpacks.
Sweet.
Confirmed.
That's one thing I have to say about, Warhawk. Man, they keep on adding to that game. It seems like every couple months they add something pretty significant to the game.
Sweet.
Let's hope SOCOM gets this much support.
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of that, anything on the
beta? Nope, haven't heard a word yet.
Damn.
GDC boss Jamil Maladina has resigned.
He's gone.
Lionhead is working on a patch to fix the glitch that allows you to earn a shitload of gold in the Fable 2 pumpkin.
Is that the actual name of the patch?
Patch to fix the shitload of gold glitch. Here are your Red Alert 3 leaders. Tim Curry, George Takei, and J.K. Simmons.
Now here's the question, though, going back to the gold glitch real quick. And granted, I can care less because I don't like Fable, but Matt actually brought this up to me and said that he was using it and stuff. You think once they have the patch, you think they'll reset everybody's money and make them start over again?
It's very possible, but
I think they should.
Yeah, I think they should, too.
Granted, it's not the gamer's fault that there's a glitch.
I don't think they will because it's not like an online game, so it doesn't really affect anybody else's game.
Yeah.
So if you want to break your own game, that's fine.
That's true.
Go break your own fucking game.
Break your own game, fool.
Man.
Sony announced that a firmware update for SingStar for the PS3 will allow you to hot swap discs so that you can just put in the PS2 version in and have access to all of the songs.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
SOE announced the MMO Free Realms, and it will come to the PS3 and the PC.
That's pretty sweet. Console MMO.
Dude, that's awesome. More Nintendo woes. Hillcrest Laboratories is suing Nintendo, claiming the game maker is using their motion-controlled inventions in the Wii. Damn, did everybody invent motion control?
Yeah. Well, everyone's jumping on the sued Nintendo bandwagon. Even I'm joining it. I'm suing them for...
Sucking.
All right, fine. Suck it, dude.
This is funny as hell, but I totally read this wrong the first time. It's joining the cast for Call of Duty World War is Gary Oldman. When I first read it, I thought it said Gary Coleman. I'm like, shit, that's awesome. What you talking about? Where's Jack Bauer's in this game?
Gary Oldman really needs to go back to doing bad guys again.
Guitar Hero World Tour for the Wii will have a Mii freestyle mode that will allow you to jam out with your Miis, learning the game, or just fooling around with your friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
EA has snagged the Wimbledon rights.
Hmm.
Tecmo announced that Yoshimi Yasuda will resign. The president of Tecmo will resign. The Sims 3 will be out on February 20th, 2009. This picture is freaking awesome.
I didn't
know
how to describe it, so I thought I'd leave it to you.
Interaction Laboratories introduced Wii Squeeze.
Okay.
What? I mean, it looks like a pair of udders.
Well, what it is, it's like, you know, those little hand things, you know.
Yeah, the stress balls.
Well, not the stress balls, but those like what the
exercise equipment.
No, you for each hand that makes your hand grips, you're stronger. You,
yeah, it's an exercise thing. Yeah,
right. They're not the balls. But...
No, they're not balls. They're like the two handles.
Yeah,
that spring
the, yeah,
the
that's
two,
essentially
two
what that is.
It's retarded.
There you go.
And queer.
And it does look from this distance. It does look from this distance a set of cow udders.
It looks like a set of cow. Like I was waiting on a Harvest Moon game where you milk the cow. Like with
yeah, there you go.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I think they have an archery game for that setup, if I read correctly.
All right,
how that'll
then.
Work, I have no idea.
I think right. Nintendo is just. I think you know. I think they spit gasoline.
You know something. Speaking of Nintendo, I was listening to a episode of another podcast called One Ups Retronauts, and it was about the Famicom because this is the 25th anniversary of the original Famicom. System, and get this: they were talking about how modern day Nintendo's about the casual gamer. Well, back then, back in the mid '80s in Japan, it was all about casual gamers too. Because get this: did you know they actually came out with a Super Mario Brothers sewing machine add-on to the Famicom? It somehow used a sewing machine in the game.
But here's the difference between. The way they did with the Famicom and the way they're doing with the Wii. The Mario ABC game, where the hell that thing was, remember what I'm talking about? The Mario's Missing, that's what the hell it was.
Yeah.
The Mario's Missing and the Yoshi's Cookie and all the simplified casual gamer. And they were out there. They had the little baby games out there. That was fine. But that's not all we were fed.
Yeah.
And that's all they're feeding to us on the Wii. Is shit.
Get a spoon, bitch.
You will eat cat poop.
Yeah. Oh.
Next week's Rock Band content. Rush. The entire Moving Pictures album.
Holy
what?
Crap on a cracker.
But what? Here's what's funny about this. There's 8 tracks on that CD. 2 of them are already available in Rock Band. How does this work? One of them's on the friggin' disc.
Well, are they...
Tom Sawyer.
I know, but
it is
original. Yeah.
So, but seriously, you're gonna make me pay for 2 songs again that I already own just because they're not covers?
Didn't you already do that once already with the 2 Rush songs?
Well, they did it with one of them. Yeah, Working Man.
Yeah.
They made you buy Working Man again.
Well, I mean, that's still cool—a whole entire Rush album that you could play. Sweet.
What are you gonna do during YYZ if you're the singer? You just dance.
Cowbell.
Cowbell. The song does not need more cowbell. The whole pack will be 880 points or 160 apiece for the songs.
Well, what about for the PS3 owners?
Oh, I'm sorry. $10.99 or $1.99 a track.
Peas both.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. NHL 2K9 demo is up.
Well, is that right? Is it up?
I didn't see it.
It went
up,
the same day as Force.
Okay, I didn't really care.
Psyonix Studio has announced... Supersonic Acrobatic Rocker Power Battle Cars.
Oh my god.
The game will be a PSN exclusive and there's no date or price.
I'm buying it just for the name.
Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Car. I can't even freaking say that without screwing
that's
it up.
That's awesome. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, man. That's freaking awesome.
And
I am so buying it just because the name's ridiculous.
Their website's Battle Cars. So go to that for more information.
Yeah, they weren't going to put that whole other thing, like 14,000 characters.
Nobody's going to remember that.
Microsoft announced a partnership with Rock the Vote that will allow U.S. 360 owners to register to vote via Xbox Live.
I think it's a bad idea.
Why?
Why?
Because do we really need? Do we really need any more networking intermixed with our political system?
Well, it just tells you that games are more mainstream now. Why is that a bad idea?
I just think that giving more people the opportunity to register to vote is a good thing.
Yeah. Right.
It's not saying that it's the voting poll itself.
No, you don't vote there. Yeah. You just register. I think that's a lot better than some of the shit they put on there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can kind of see that then.
I mean, it's not like you have to use it. It's kind of like folding at home. You can do it if you want to. If you don't, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I think that is a good idea. Resident Evil Fire, Masachika Kawada told 1UP that RE5 will, quote, paralyze you with horror.
Hmm.
He also revealed how some co-op levels, co-op details, like if you and your partner are going through a dark tunnel, one holds the torch while the other provides cover.
Interesting.
Quantic Dreams' David Cage has said that there will be a demo for Heavy Rain and that DLC is a, quote, definite possibility.
That game does look pretty sweet.
Did look good.
It does.
Did look good. Didn't look as good as the CGI trailer they showed a while back, but it did look good. I'm just kind of curious what kind of game it is. Because it looked, the demo they showed was all, like, button-press crap, which I'm just getting tired of. So I hope there's something else to it.
Yeah, me too.
Eden Studios is working on a patch for the 360 version of Alone in the Dark.
To do what?
The changes include a more streamlined inventory system and a better camera for on-foot and driving sections. So, Square Enix announced a PS3 exclusive Disgaea 3, The Absence of... Disgaea is made by Nippon Ichi.
I just got that from whatever.
That's a weird story. Square Enix doesn't have anything to do with Disgaea.
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder if they publish it somewhere else.
It's a possibility.
I don't know. ESPN will be bringing baseball coverage to Xbox Live.
Cool.
They will be simulcasting Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday night baseball and special events, as well as selected show footage and game highlights.
As my ears just perked up like a dog.
They'll do that through 2013.
2013, there you go.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Samba de Amigo will land on the Dreamcast, on September 23rd. This will be the first Wii game to have downloadable content. The first song pack will be available on day one of the game's release. Imagine that.
You know, if I had to put a quote on the back of the box of Samba de Amigo, I would say...
Welcome to 1999.
Been there, done that.
No, I would say it's like a gay pride parade with monkeys.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Well, the thing is, I don't understand the whole relation to Samba de Amigo. Unless I pretend I'm Killer Wolverine and, like, break my controller. That's the only way I'm going to implement the rattling sound of maracas.
They're actually making maracas for it, though.
Anyway.
Yeah, but the way they described it, they're going to have to do it somewhere different because they're making some stupid control scheme with it where you got to use, like, 700 remotes in order to get the thing to work right. It's retarded.
Logitech.
I hate Nintendo.
Logitech is working on a force feedback wheel for the Wii. For all of those racing games.
Great. Fantastic.
Will it work with all racing games?
No, but it works with Tomb Raider.
That's my favorite question. Will this wheel that works with Mario Kart, will that work with all racing games?
It's a piece of plastic.
That's what I'm like. It's like you guys are. It's like as much as I diss you guys are geniuses. You forged pieces of plastic into guns and steering wheels, and sell them.
Yep.
Good job.
That's pretty brilliant, man. Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm will have for the PS3 will have DLC day one of its release. So
I played the demo and it's a good game.
Comes out this week.
Sweet.
By the time you read this, you should be able to download Kratos as a playable character.
Yes, and Hotshot's Golf. I saw it this morning. When I was actually logged on to my PS3.
He's $2.99. Kratos is also going to be Sackboy. Be a Kratos Sackboy if you pre-order at GameStop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Power to the players.
Yeah. All the updates that Team Fortress 2 is getting for the PC will be hitting 360 before the year's end.
Sweet.
Duke Nukem 3D for XBLA will have saved films and rewind gameplay features. And finally, according to Video Game 247, Joystick has said that Portal, still alive for XBLA, is just extra challenges with a disregard to the story.
It's fine.
Yeah. So,
there you go. That's Killer Wolverine's dirt.
That's the dirt.
They should have called it Killer Wolverine's Dirty Sanchez.
Death filthy.
Wow. Holy gold. That's nasty.
But... I guess on one last thing, granted, it's not like Sony ever listens to anything that we do here anyway, but just in case, they got some guy who's just like a hermit with like this long beard going, I gotta listen to every podcast in the world, it's terrible. Please, for the love of God, make a Sackboy toy.
Yeah!
If they don't do a Sackboy line, they're just totally missing out. I'm sure that they are. But I haven't seen anything on it. Hey,
but...
imagine that, man. Sackboy toy with, like, make him like a Mr. Potato Head where you can, like... Oh, Come on.
I would imagine.
You look at me like I'm queer.
I would imagine. If they wanted to be the face
in terms
Sony,
of the Hobbit's definition of the word.
Well, if they want him to be the face of Sony, I'm sure they'll market him like a whore. So.
You know, how can you not be a fan of Sackboy?
I want a Sackboy
because
toy
of his
too.
Name. It's so dirty to me.
So
I yeah. can't look at somebody and say, "What were you doing last night playing with Sackboy?"
You should put a comma in there.
Sack boy.
We get the dumbest swag ever, and we're all proud to get it. I'm sorry. Sack boy would be freaking awesome.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure that it will be, and I think it should be Sony's mascot because, you know, Crash is gone.
Well, whatever. I'm sure they will.
Of course, I'm more mature. I would like to see Kratos, you know, like ripping somebody's head off. That'd be a cool...
I have a Kratos toy.
That'd be a cool plush doll. Made by Mattel.
But damn it.
What if McFarlane made a Sackboy figure?
It'd break.
Probably.
It would be. It
no,
would
that'd
break.
Be if it was made by Microsoft.
Oh, snap. Yeah, a Sackboy made by McFarlane Toys, it would break easily, but...
It'd look sweet.
It'd be extremely detailed.
Thank you for that.
And that's the bell of, like,
you
let's get on with
you wouldn't
want
to take
shit.
It out of the box.
Yeah,
because it would break.
Awesome.
It would break.
It would break. My
Norman Bates figure fell off like a.
We have no some questions from the Shredder.
Fingers broke.
Yeah. Cool.
First question of the week.
Questions.
The Shredder.
The Shredder.
This is basically probably for GamusCon. Is Infinite Undiscovery a day one purchase or is it a rental?
Never.
I was wondering because I love Squeenix.
Squeenix.
They have been my favorite video game company since Dragon Warrior for the NES, although that was just Enix.
Yep.
Yeah, that was just saying it.
But I don't like the new approach to most action RPG games like the Tales series. Also, is Lost Odyssey a turn-based game?
Lost Odyssey is a turn-based game, and Infinite Undiscovery is a...
Action RPG.
Action RPG.
I thought you were going to say, is a day one purchase. I'm like, how do you know? You didn't play it, buddy.
And it is a day one purchase for me.
Well, for you.
For me.
That's what he said about Civ.
What? Civ? Yeah, and he still ain't bought it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You missed out, buddy. Evil Monkey. Evil, evil monkey. Wants to know, hello, crew. Why is it taking Nintendo so long to release AAA titles from their N64 console library, such as... Zelda Majora's Mask, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, GoldenEye. They should have released these titles on Xbox 360 Live and on the Wii with online. Just release it already.
Okay, let me field this one first. A, you put AAA and Majora's Mask in the same sentence. Sorry, that's the biggest Zelda fail ever. But that one is a puzzle. I don't know why they haven't done it, because they even did it on the collector's disc for the GameCube. As for GoldenEye... yeah, that's not going to happen. Microsoft and Rare are partners. Somebody else owns the
Activision.
Bond license. Yeah.
Activision.
So, that's like saying, why isn't there a Marvel Capcom game on Xbox Live or something? So.
Because Jesus doesn't love me enough.
Yeah. Well, is the other one they talked about? Battletoads?
Bun. Smash Brothers Brawl.
Oh. Why?
Yeah.
You already got it on the Wii. I mean, it's a superior version. Why play an older version? And have you played GoldenEye lately? It sucks now.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Perfect Dark definitely held its age, while GoldenEye did not.
No,
so.
It didn't.
Do you have any hesitation on replaying some of the Wii's AAA titles, such as Zelda or Mario Galaxy? He beat those games 100% and just can't seem to want to go back and replay them again. He did revisit them, but not the same extent that he did with the predecessors. What made their predecessors so... attractive to go back to? And then basically he talks about how he enjoyed like Mario 64, going back and playing that, and Zelda. It just seems like we don't go back and play Twilight Princess or Galaxy. Because
it wasn't a gimmick. It's waggle. Who cares?
It's not. Yeah. I disagree.
I went back to play Link to the Past multiple times because I love the story. I wasn't too enthralled with Twilight Princess, as far as story. Not as much. I mean, it just felt like it was telling the same story that I've heard for a while now.
Yeah, it's like the same thing, but it's a slower-paced version.
See, I don't think that's necessarily the whole reason why people don't go back and play them anymore. I think it's just because there's too much other shit to play, and people just don't...
Yeah.
Nowadays, people don't go back and replay games. They just don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You play through it once
right,
and you're done.
And the thing is, and you're talking like as if it's never going to happen. just because it's not happening now. Who's to say that, you know, 5 years from now I won't go back and play Mario Galaxy again?
Yeah.
With improved motion controls or whatever they're talking about. Or whatever.
I agree with Zero. I think it's because we're getting too many good games at the same time.
If you only have a Wii, you don't.
Well,
Game Party 2.
Carnival Games 2.
Well, I mean, like back in the old days, you know, every time a good game came out, you know, everybody latched onto it and just played the freaking crap out of
it. We're not in the old days anymore. Can we move on?
To give the Wii some props, though, I don't know if I should actually give Wii props or Capcom the props, but Dead Rising's looking pretty sharp on a Wii.
Fix the save system.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'll buy it, because, well, I don't own that crappy system anymore, but not that I would buy it anyway, because I still own it on the 360, but I'm saying for something that's obviously technologically inferior as the Wii is compared to a 360. They're porting it very well.
It holds its own.
Yeah. Now, we'll see how many zombies they can get on one side. Because it ain't the same going through a parking garage underneath the ground in a car smashing hundreds and hundreds of zombies at one time if you can't do it.
So. There's only three.
I was going to say five, but okay, three sounds better.
There's just three down there like... Next question comes from Neutral Cryus. Project Offset. What are your opinions on Project Offset, the first-person fantasy shooter action RPG? Damn, that's a lot of hybrids. Set in an epic fantasy world. For him, the game looks gorgeous. Yes, it does look gorgeous, and I've been hearing about Project Offset for freaking like 4 years now.
Well, of course, then he talks about the other game below it.
Since after Intel purchased the development team, do you agree that this game will eventually be released on consoles? Is it even possible that we will get new info on the game this year? Do you think it'll be released this gen or suffer the same fate as Alan Wake? I honestly don't know what the hell happened to this game.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, what was that, War Devil? That game for the PS3 they talked about forever and then you never see it?
Yeah.
What was that, tech demo, 8 days? Yeah. And that got canceled. I mean, there's just so much crap that they show these tech demos and they never turn into anything.
It's like, oh, wow, look at this pretty graphics of a game that'll never come out.
What makes me cry...
I didn't do anything.
What makes me cry about Alan Wake is the fact that there's so much love for this possibility of a game from gamers to critics alike, yet other than, well, we assure you that we're actually still making it. They're not feeding us enough.
Yeah,
it's like feeding sand to a guy in the desert.
Show us another trailer, or at least
They had nothing this year. Nothing.
Yeah. All right, at either next show. From M. Jones, 1994. He says, "I have a few questions. I have a question for you all. If you were trapped on an island, who would you have to keep company the most? I want you to go all around the room, kill a Wolverine. I know you would rather stay by yourself in a dark corner."
Yay!
So if you were stuck on an island, who would you want to be stuck with?
My right hand.
Well then.
Gambus, who would you want to be stuck with on an island? It has to be somebody in this room, so.
Okay.
Oh, is that the stipulation?
Yeah, it's go around the room. I think that's what he's saying. Who would you have to keep company the most? Okay, you pick one person.
One person? Okay, you, Zero.
God damn it.
You have to do him sexual favors, too.
No, I don't.
That's what...
Who would you
be... It does not say that! Don't add that into the equation.
Who would you be stuck with, besides your hand?
My answer is already given for me. I'm in a dark corner, in my island.
But if there's an island, there's not a corner. There's no walls on the island. It's all trees.
It's my island. I will have a fucking corner if I want to.
You will build a corner.
I will build
out of sand.
Of sand.
Instead of making a sand castle,
I'm still
make
curious
a sand
if he's
corner.
Meaning us or if he's meaning, like, if I could pick, like.
Well, pick anybody in the world then. Who would you pick?
Anyone in the world?
Anyone in the world? Because
I think you're just saying go around the room as far as, like.
Well, just pick anybody in the world.
Anybody in the world?
Megan Fox.
Eventually, she'd give in, right?
Eventually,
that's a rule. Hey, man. Well, that was actually going to be my point.
After about the 10th year.
Okay.
I was going to say, that was going to be my point for the fact that you can invite somebody all you want doesn't mean they want to be there, too. So.
I didn't fight him. I kidnapped him.
I don't know who I would. If it's anybody in the world, it would definitely be a female. But don't you just love how I said that? But
whatever they said applies to me. Applies to you tenfold.
Tenfold. Oh,
sorry.
But I don't know.
Should we just make it in this room so we can just get this question over with?
It's too much of a hard decision.
Just do it in this room, then.
Just do it in this
room.
You
said zero.
Okay. Zero.
You!
All right.
I got the boogeyman.
All right, you got the boogeyman.
What?
I didn't say anything.
We all can't have you.
I know. Everybody wishes they could, though.
In this room, love everybody here, but I would have to say Gambus because he would make life really interesting. But if I had to pick somebody outside the world, Anna Faris, because I think she's hot and she probably likes it dirty. But that's just
I would totally pick Gambus if it had to be somebody in this room, because Jesus Christ, I could wake up every morning and he would be so happy to be on that island. He'd be like, "How's it going? Welcome to the island."
Hey, get this! I saw the sand crab walking across the sand. It like peeked its head out at me, and it reminded me of kind of the time when I hit this turtle shell in Mario's Galaxy.
Just, you remember that game? Awesome!
I can tell you that the conversations would just never end with Gambus.
Awesome!
Whoa!
Second part of the question.
Cool.
That's not a diss. That's love. That is love.
Second question. Who has the best taste in women? And apparently I don't count because I like dudes, even though I'm the only one in this room married.
What?
That's what it says. It says, don't say ZT because he likes men. So apparently I turned gay.
Well, that's news to me.
I guess. But I'm married.
Best,
I'm the only one.
Best taste in women?
Do you mean, like, I mean, that's the thing. That's kind of a vague question for the fact. Do you mean who he thinks hottest? Are you just talking about physically or?
No, he's asking who in the room has the best taste in women, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but that's all kind of an opinionated thing. You know, of course, you know. there's a story that there's only one way Zero likes his women. taste is one thing. I mean, because you know,
yeah,
somebody can be really gorgeous, but they can speak and be really, really dumb, and that kind of makes them unattractive.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they can be really attractive and only like it missionary, and that makes them unattractive to me.
But, you know. You're such a whore.
Yeah. So I guess that eliminates me from the equation, because I like some dirty.
I'm not going to answer that question. That's just kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that question either.
I like them with bitch kitchen mustard.
I just got a new 1080p television. Can you tell me what PS3 games are in 1080p? I don't have a freaking clue. I don't know.
All of them.
No, they're not. Don't lie.
Back of the box.
Look at the back of the box. It'll tell you.
Yeah.
Next question comes from BioMajor09. Hey guys, I plan on getting back into the fighting game genre. Yeah.
Yeah!
I haven't played seriously since Ultimate Mortal Kombat, and yes, I know, that's been a while. What game do you think I should get as my first game back in? Street Fighter 4 or Soul Calibur 4? Some other suggestions? Keep in mind, I plan on getting Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Why?
Okay. Shut up.
Get Soul Calibur 4, get Mortal Kombat versus DC, get the Street Fighter 2 Remix, and get Street Fighter 4. Get all of them.
Well, Street Fighter's not coming out until next year, so get Soul Calibur 4 right now.
Soul Calibur 4, definitely. Marvel versus DC, as much as I'm excited
Mortal
for.
Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yeah, sorry. God, where the hell did that one go? Mortal Kombat versus DC, wow. Although that would be awesome, though.
Depends on who made it.
Right. That'd be impossible. It'd be like TNA versus WWE, and who would actually get the rights to actually beat each other up, kind of a thing. But anyway,
Superman.
It'd be cool if they made a Capcom versus Marvel versus DC. That would be freaking awesome.
I say get Soul Calibur 4 because it's the greatest 3D fighter ever.
Indeed.
Mortal Kombat versus DC, I'm excited for. I'm still waiting with bated breath to see how it actually plays because there's a part of me that's scared. I ain't gonna lie. As cool as the idea is and as excited I am at seeing the videos, sometimes when I look at the videos, I'm like,
It's Mortal Kombat.
I heard it played well at E3.
Good.
I heard that a lot of people that were apprehensive about the title actually walked away pretty happy.
Heard the Two Human was a very ambitious title, and not a lot of people appreciate it, but well, that also been proved to be false, too. So we'll see.
In my opinion, going back to Two Human, Two Human is like chicken liver.
I like chicken liver.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, I like chicken liver.
Anyway.
As long as it's breaded.
Mr. Fido Dido.
Cool.
Wants to know, hey, what's up, guys? Great show. I kind of like in the past show, you got the fact that you guys want to implement some rules, kind of limit the creativity. No need to hold back as long as you want. I wouldn't mind having a longer podcast, but more fun since you guys don't go to commercials or have any specific time. Why worry? You guys gel pretty good, better than some people who actually do this for a living. Keep it up. Wait a minute. That's not a question. That's just
Thanks.
A comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the compliment.
Barantis is the next question. He says, hey guys, what's your favorite power-up in gaming? What do you wish you could add to a game to make it more fun? Personally, I'm a sucker for any game that gives me the ability to double jump.
Yes. Yes. I wish there was a double jump in Two Human. There might be.
Jesus Christ.
There might be a double jump in Two Human. I just have not discovered it yet, but... But there was actually some times yesterday when I was playing, I was like, damn, I wish I had double jump.
Damn, I wish you'd shut the fuck up about Two Human for once.
Psychic levitation.
Hey,
psychic levitation.
I can almost
like
say
psyops and force unleashed the whole.
Like yourself or other things?
No, other things. Picking up objects with your mind.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
That's
the
my
bomb.
Favorite.
Especially if the physics are done right. Oh, that's gravy.
I just bounce them off walls and shit.
I'm gonna make a prediction. Two Human. It's going to be the next Two Worlds. It's going to be mentioned on every single freaking
Except
podcast.
You're going to be the one freaking talking about it.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your favorite power-up in gaming?
I like the Force Lightning kind of thing.
Lightning?
Oh, I'd kill people
lightning.
With that. Oh,
that's a good one.
I'd fry some ass.
Fry some ass.
There's nothing like fried ass.
In the morning.
I got some souls on that Friday.
Taste the shit.
Some other power ups that I also kind of like, you know, power up beam. Any game where you can power up like a firing mechanism, that's cool. Invincibility, like the star in Super Mario Brothers, where you're invincible, that's pretty cool.
Best power up ever. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. BA, select, start.
Sweet.
All right. Here
of course,
comes.
That's for two players and Contra.
Here it comes. Last question, and they're always my favorite. We have a G number of questions from John McEnroe this week.
Oh.
Didn't we already have one by him, too?
We have one, like, every week.
So,
yeah.
All I have to do is say, John, nice pussy.
Snap.
Oh.
That's a cat.
That's what I said.
All right. Here we go. Hey, boys, just a question or two. I listen to you guys while I'm playing Dirt. Great game.
Cool.
Con. PS fanboys and Xbox get a lot of criticism, and rightful so, but I haven't heard you cover PC welfare cases. I'm not writing this for a rant on the gentleman PC gamer such as Jeff Green and Fatality. I want one for the guy that spends $4,000 on his rig, torrents his copy of Crysis, then blames console gamers for developer not making things exclusive for them anymore.
I think that summed it up right there. That was beautifully said.
That was beautifully said.
Yeah. I like PC gaming. I delve into it every once in a while, but I'm not into the Crysis. I'm not into the
Well, was anybody into Crysis? I heard that game was pretty crappy.
Well, I'm not into games that, you know, require like a lot of advanced specs. I like older games, you know. I like going back. I'd like to pick up Diablo 2 sometime. There you go. Good question.
Question B. What is the magic price for the PS3?
I'd say $4.
What, to make it sell?
$3.99?
Yeah.
I think $3.99.
I was about to say $2.99.
Yeah, but you gotta look at all you get, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
seriously.
Thing is, until it gets down to $2.99, it won't be a mainstream system.
Well, then...
It shouldn't.
I don't want a mainstream system, because then we get the Wii.
Yeah.
No, but when PS3 becomes mainstream, then we get PS2 quality games.
Which PS2 quality?
Like the last...
Like Spec Ops?
No.
Or God of War?
Like God of War.
Okay.
And well, and it's, the thing is...
I don't want budget
on a frequent basis.
In a technical term, yes, $299 is a great magic price because that's what we've always paid for systems for the longest time on launch day, kind of a thing.
Yeah,
but
we've never had so much in one
But
box.
That's what I'm saying. I believe $399 is because, hell, if you even want to take $360 in that kind of perspective, you want a network adapter, you got to pay $100.
Yep.
Yeah.
So $399, in my opinion, for everything you get in a PS3 is
and
a
you get the
hell
Blu-ray,
of a deal.
Blu-ray player,
you got
Wi-Fi,
Blu-ray, you get online,
Wi-Fi.
That's Wii.
And now you get the DualShock.
DualShock comes in the box now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for $400, that's...
And the new bundle, which... Did you even mention in the news?
Yeah,
160 gig with Uncharted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You mixed in with the PSP.
Yeah.
No,
it was all in one kind of.
It's
thing.
The limited edition. It's $500. Yeah. So I mean, if
that's
you
a,
buy,
that's
a good.
That's
deal.
Amazing.
But it's
gig.
For a game
yeah.
that's already out.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, the game is cheap
right.
now,
it's
but
good.
For 160 gig hard drive, it's pretty
it's
awesome.
Good
best game on the system still, and it's still $59.99.
Well,
it's still
$60.
Metal Gear, bitch.
Oh, whatever.
You
we're,
know better.
We're throwing
you
down.
Know
we're
better.
Fighting.
You know better.
We're fighting.
I'm with Boogeyman. I like Metal Gear, but I like Uncharted better.
Well, I don't care what you think. Shut
I
up.
I know you don't, but I just have to.
Hey, we'll go downstairs and play Guitar Hero Smith again if you
yeah,
want to talk about Metal
we'll,
Gear.
We'll boycott this shit.
You already
add
have.
Add what? Oh.
Anyway.
Who's going to be the first to push Smell-O-Vision?
Nintendo.
Sony.
Wii, because it already stinks.
Hey.
Oh!
Hey, Nintendo already did it. Earthbound.
Yeah, see?
On the NES.
That's true.
They had Smell-O-Vision, this pamphlet in the instruction manual.
Yep. See? I was right, Nintendo. Eat that.
Whatever.
Thanks for backing
up. Key Man. With Stinkor.
Dude, that was a cool figure, man.
Jesus, sorry.
That was a cool figure.
Question D. I have been waiting for F1 Formula Championship Edition for the PS3 to come down in price. It's a launch game, and I'm still waiting. Burnout Paradise and MotorStorm drop. I've never heard of a game not dropping in price. Well, my guess is that they still haven't sold the 5 copies that they needed to reimburse them for the price that the game cost.
Good call. Good call.
So they still need to make the money off of it.
Yes. Formula 1
yeah,
games,
I think
it's
like I think it's a lot cheaper used, though.
I'm good, sure it
good
is.
To
a lot
use, play.
To use.
I could have swore last time I checked it was like $26.99 used or something ridiculous like that. So it's about half cheaper used. And honestly, dude, I mean, I like F1 games. It's kind of bland. I don't blame you for. And that's probably why you're waiting because it's not a $60 game. It's definitely a $30 game.
All right, so now we're going to move on to question E. We really need the Wombat here for this one. Warren Ellis is writing for EA's Dead Space. Here's an excerpt from Thunderbolts. Can he have Wombat's best Norman Osborn? Does anybody else do Norman Osborn?
No.
Okay.
No.
Dead Space, I'm much looking forward to.
Yes.
That game looks awesome, and it looks really, really scary.
The line he once read is, "Why do you think we haven't been allowed to go after Daredevil or Luke Cage? Perhaps because we can't stop a Nazi made of bees without eating him."
Nice.
Counter-Strike ran on the Xbox 180 at a crisp frame rate of 60, if I'm not mistaken. Why did Team Fortress 2 stink it up? Left 4 Dead is a mod of Counter-Strike. Should I be worried? Yes, because Gabe Newell's going to come and eat you. If you don't buy Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
No, Left 4 Dead's going to be the bomb toast.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead looks awesome. I wouldn't be too worried about it. And question G. Microphones in games are great, but I can't give direction and fight with anything more than 3 other people. Have any of you played with 8 people and operated in a strategic manner?
Wait a minute.
Sounds like a gangbang.
What happened to... Oh, you didn't say F. Sorry. I was like, why do we go from E to G?
Because that's how my alphabet rolls, dog.
All right.
Roll, dog. Have we ever played with 8 people strategically? Well, if we get 8 people we know. And then even we don't get strategy because Boogeyman just runs out in front of everybody and he plays a human shield.
Well, that helps us.
Yeah, it does help us. It diverts attention.
Boogeyman is dead.
Boogeyman has been killed by a terrorist. All right, I'm going to give you one last question. Frustrated Fury wants to know, Gambus, why do you not curse? Come and join in the explicit fun. I bet it's a completely different story when you're getting your ass handed to you in Call of Duty. I will die a happy man if I hear you drop the F-bomb on the show.
Really?
Might as well just finish the questions.
Well, there's still another page.
Well, there's only one on this page. Might as well just finish up here.
Okay,
just say fuck.
Say
it!
Say it!
This is peer pressure, man.
What?
Jesus.
Say it.
You could do it. It's all up to you. Okay.
With a little plan, you can change your life today.
Well, far be it from me from granting a man who...
fuck is the worst word that you can't say. Don't say fuck. No, don't say fuck. Fuck no!
You're good. You can go.
Far be it from me for a request for a man who said he would die happy to hear this.
Let's put on the teleprompter like an
anchor,
man. All
I've got to say is... Fucking A.
Woo!
All right, last question.
Save it. So archive it.
I'm archiving that. I'm going to repeat it at the end of the podcast just 45 times in a row. So we all know the Wii is currently sold the most around the world, and I know you guys are strong advocates of owning all three next-gen consoles, but let me ask you this. Out of all the people who own two consoles, which combination do you think is the most common? PS360, Wii 60, or PS Wii?
Wait, there's only two next-generation consoles.
Stop it.
Oh!
I really couldn't tell you what's the most common, but...
I'd probably say Wii 60.
I would go with Wii 60.
That would probably be my guess, but I wouldn't even be surprised to see PS 360.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I mean, that would be the big one. I don't think PS3 Wii is like a big combination.
No, it's not.
I think PS 360 or Wii 60 is.
Hmm.
Yeah, you could be right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because Wii is like a completely different audience.
Well, I'm a happy PS 360 owner.
I'm a Wii 360 PS whatever.
Yeah, me too. So is Colin here.
And his last question... 0-0 if you haven't done so by the time you read this.
You still have a Wii?
I bought one again. That's why my Mario Kart's sitting over there.
Which game do you think will break your 90,000 gamer score? And nothing sums this podcast up better than this. You know what the game was to break 90,000 points for me?
What's that?
Too Human. Oh! Anyway, that's the show. So, Mr. Khan, Too Human is out.
I'll give you a Too Human.
We share our daily lives and all of our routines. Could be fucked up if we don't get a grip on reality. Times are changing. Can we set things straight? We must act now and use our heads.
doing the theme song, be like,
kill Wolverine.
I'll grab sound bites from everybody, be like, it's like zero tolerance, and be like, Metal Gear or something like that, and then Gambit's Compagak, and then be like, Wombat 2 is like, and now, and then kill a Wolverine.
Just no, silence. And then he goes, no, then he goes, yo. Yo.
Damn it. No, 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 he'll be quiet. He'll be quiet. He'll be like, kill a Wolverine. Damn it.
Jesus. Fuck you.
Another
fuck
broken
you.
Controller. And then, you know, the special guy.
So say something.
Something.
There you go.
Times five.
Vagina.
You are very quiet, like when you
You're
talk.
You're fucking quiet.
No,
your vagina is quiet.
Talk.
There you go.
That's the voice I'm looking for.
Embrace the Wolverine.
Scream? I don't want to scream.
You don't have to scream. You just project.
Just scream.
Embrace your
I'm glad my wife wasn't asleep.
Sound like a whale's vagina.
Yeah, looks like a penis. I made a penis.
Oh, my God.